this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The man accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, killing one of them and her spouse, scheduled for a court appearance today. The suspect captured southwest of Minneapolis following a two-day manhunt.
Vance Bolter was arrested Sunday evening. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hartman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday in the northern Minneapolis suburbs. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their Champlin home about 9 miles away. Earlier Sunday, Drew Evans, superintendent of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, said more than 100 law enforcement officers, including SWAT teams, were searching the area, including nearby homes. He also said they'd received more than 400 tips from the public. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At least 5 people have been killed, dozens of others wounded, in a fresh wave of Iranian missile attacks on Israel. Tehran says it fired about 100 missiles in all. Israel's U.S. Ambassador Yehiel Leiter says his country's attacks on Iran's nuclear weapons program will continue till the threat is neutralized.
We've set them back dramatically, but not enough. And that's why this series of strikes is not going to end today or tomorrow, but only at a period of time, which may take weeks, when we are absolutely certain that the nuclear infrastructure, with the intention of weaponizing and threatening Israel, is terminated.
Later on ABC's This Week, President Trump says an agreement between Israel and Iran is within reach. At least 5 deaths are reported across parts of West Virginia, hard hit by flash flooding over the weekend, and a search is underway for 3 people who are missing. President Trump has arrived in Alberta, Canada, for a G7 summit. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 154 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
And good Monday morning. 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Starts us off. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, good morning. We've had some light rain. We've seen some fog early this morning, and the rain has been taking its toll towards the Capitol Beltway. Several accidents in the last 40 minutes. Outer loop near Georgia Avenue, outer loop near the VW Parkway, outer loop near Route 50, the last two in Prince George's County, and they're all creating at least some slowing at this point. We've had a wreck in the city. Vehicle actually hit a tree at Franklin Town Road at Lafayette Avenue. That's over on the west side. So it's a little bit damp. The streets are a little bit damp. Nothing major yet on the Beltway locally. Both the tunnels right now clear with a minor buildup already on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off misty and mild for your Monday morning. Expect to see this drizzle stick around through most of the morning time. Temps today will only be in the 70s, so well below average. We dry out and heat up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it doesn't exactly feel like summer outside right now. Temperatures outside right now are mostly in the low to mid-60s. Right now it's 6:04 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he is devastated by the targeted, politically motivated attacks that took the life of former Minnesota Speaker Melissa Hartman and her husband, and seriously injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Boris says the acts of violence strike at the very heart of our democracy, and public servants should never face danger for serving their communities. The governor says people need to be able to disagree about policy issues without resorting to violence because democracy depends on it. Moore and First Lady Dawn are extending their deepest condolences and prayers to both families and the people of Minnesota, and they stand united in demanding justice and a renewed commitment to civil discourse. No King's rallies drew thousands in Baltimore City, with demonstrators protesting Trump administration policies and ICE actions politicizing the military. Local, state, and federal leaders joined city residents at Patterson Park for one of the largest gatherings, where more than 2,500 people turned out on Saturday. Senator Chris Van Hollen spoke at that rally, saying the United States does not bow down to kings and won't accept a lawless president, and that's his quote, who disrespects the Constitution. One person hospitalized after a Sunday afternoon traffic accident in South Baltimore. Crash happened at the intersection of Reedbird Avenue and Potee Street. One person thrown from a vehicle, taken to shock trauma. Police have not released additional details, and the crash remains under investigation. And one person dead, three others injured following weekend shootings in Baltimore. Late Saturday, police called to a hospital. A man showed up with a gunshot wound. Victim died. Police believe the shooting happened at the 5300 block of Frankfort Avenue. Just before midnight on Saturday, police responded to a double shooting at the 2700 block of McCullough Street. And shortly after midnight Sunday, officers called to the 2300 block of Harford Road. They found a man with a gunshot wound to his leg. It's 6:06 on WCBN. Pick three lottery numbers, 097. Your pick 4, 4848. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another sweep for the Birds.
Fastball, hit high, hit deep, left field, got a chance. Grand slam! They call him the Kraken. And from the depths, Gary Sanchez has emerged to blow.
I'm not sure where Kevin Brown gets that reference, but they call him McCracken. He had the call on Masson. After missing 7 weeks on the injured list, Gary Sanchez, second home run of the season, was the clincher as the Orioles pound out 12 hits, three dingers among them, and they beat the Angels 11-2 was the final. After the game, manager Mancelino happy with his Sunday lineup.
You sit down, Jackson and Adley and O and Kowser, and you go up there and you throw up 11 points on the board. It's a really good day.
11 points. That's interesting. The O, of course, was Ryan O'Hearn. The win was the Birds' second in a row off of Southpaw, and Baltimore has now won 14 of 20 since hitting a season-low 18 games under 500 on May 24th. U.S. Open at Oakmont was won for the ages.
And one of the most unlikely final-round Sundays in U.S. Open history. J.J. Spahn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
J.J. Spahn with a 64.5-foot birdie putt, a severe left bend on 18, and he does win his Open. It is the first major of his career. Coming up in 30 minutes, the news isn't good on Grayson Rodriguez. And that is Stein on Sports.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, From Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, June 16, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
Welcome back. I'm Bruce Elliott.
Nice to be back. Thank you, and a happy Father's Day, post-Father's Day for everyone. Top stories coming up in this hour. MS-13 man's wife visits him in Tennessee, but cries about missing her son's kindergarten graduation. Let's take a look at the happy birthday, U.S. Army, over the weekend. But a top story here today, once again, Israel and Iran trading attacks. And, of course, BB warning about what's to come. And we have a couple of different statements from President Trump on what U.S. involvement could or should be. But yesterday, Brett Baer of Fox News sat down with BB in an exclusive interview and asked him why the attack on Iran.
First of all, let me start at the beginning. Why did you launch this operation now?
Because we were facing an imminent threat, a dual existential threat. One, the threat of Iran rushing to weaponize their enriched uranium to make atomic bombs with a specific and declared intent to destroy us. Second, a rush to increase their ballistic missile arsenal into the capacity that they would have 3,600 weapons a year, new weapons, within 3 years, 10,000 ballistic missiles, each one weighing a ton, coming in at Mach 6, right into our cities, as you saw today. And then in 6 years, 20,000. That's no country can sustain that, and certainly not a country the size of Israel. So we had to act. It was the 12th hour. We did act to save ourselves, but also, I think, to not only protect ourselves, but protect the world from this incendiary regime. We can't have the world's most dangerous regime have the world's most dangerous weapons. We're protecting ourselves. But by doing so, we're protecting many others.
Absolutely. And he went on to say that we would have a second Holocaust, a nuclear Holocaust. We already had one in the previous century. Never again is now. And we have to act now. We saw enough uranium to weaponize 9 bombs. It's like Hitler's nuclear scientists. Would you leave them? Of course not, said Beebe. End of quote.
Well said.
And he also went on to say that they intercepted intelligence that Iran was about ready to share some of their nuclear weaponry with their proxies, the Houthis, Hezbollahs, and Hamas. And that could not stand. We'll talk about the more on the attack, what President Trump had to say. And remember, he gave Iran 60 days to come to the table to cut a deal. On day 61, Israel launched its attacks.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here he was, glued to his TV yesterday, watching golf, Chuck Whitaker.
What a finish. That guy was leading the pack for a long time, fell down, got back up, birdied the last two holes, and put $4 million in his pocket. So, ain't a bad day overall, you know. Yeah. Light rain in the area. Roadway conditions a little bit damp. There's some fog as well. Saw some fog over on the eastern shore as well. So all of that has to be factored in. Right now, the pace is not bad at both the harbor tunnels, though 895 is slowing just a bit right around where you cross underneath the bridge at I-95. When we see most of the cars still have their low beam headlights on. JFX, anytime we get any light rain, watch your speed if you're traveling south, of course, between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. The Beltway west side has filled in just a bit, but overall still a pretty good trip there between I-70 and down through the ramps at Route 40, but beginning to see a little more fog right there at Route 40 West. City police about 30 minutes ago had a vehicle involved that hit a tree on the west side, Franklin Town Road and Lafayette Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast to start off the week. A misty, mild starting in today, mostly cloudy. cloudy showers on and off throughout the day today. High only in mid to upper 70s, and then the weather will dry out and heat up a little bit later on this week as we could hit 90 degrees by Wednesday or Thursday. Right now, raining at 61 in Columbia, and it is 60 in Reisterstown. Time for some one-liner news. According to a study published by Axios, the biggest tippers in America, which state do you think has the biggest tippers?
New York or California.
California, the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll say Florida.
Delaware. 22.1% of the people are big tippers there. California at 17.3%. Of course, in California's defense, they usually have to wait, you know, for a long time before Gavin Newsom is seated.
Yeah.
And they get their table and their bread.
What is that, French Laundry?
Yeah, exactly. At the P. Diddy trial on Friday, a friend of Diddy showed up in court to offer his support. It was Kanye West.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like Bill Cosby showing up to support Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Then he got there and he couldn't get in.
Right. Wouldn't let him in. Army's 250th anniversary parade went off without a hitch on Saturday. It was a spectacle. It really was. It was also Donald Trump's birthday. Mm-hmm. Happened to be Flag Day. And it was the actual day that the Army was created. In 1775.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because without 1775, there would be no 1776. Just remember that.
Oh, so, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, one also say that without 1817, there would have been no 1818?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Make sure I'm following along.
Some would say that. Some who have fractured logic would say that.
Comes along with the fractured skull.
Exactly. Yes. Numerous No Kings protests took place all across the country on Saturday. And look, this is ridiculous. In America, there's only one king. That was Elvis.
Yes. Right.
All right.
And Arnold Palmer.
And look, I was in South Florida on Saturday. I didn't see any immigration protests.
Mm-mm.
I didn't see any... there may have been some. I just didn't see them where I was in Boca, West Palm area. But there were no immigration protests. There were no King's Day protests. And that might be because of Governor DeSantis and the Brevard County Sheriff, who basically said, if you can lie down in the middle of the freeway, you're going to get run over.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
And you're going to be dead or you're going to be in jail.
You have the right to move your vehicle.
Exactly.
If there's a thump underneath, so what?
So what is right. And for those really uninformed liberals that engaged in all of this, and we had some here in Maryland over the weekend as well, there is the only No King's Day I'm aware of is on Independence Day.
Yeah, July 4th.
That is the No King's Day.
Right.
Okay, in case you forgot your history. Pope Leo XIV delivered a video message to fans assembled at Wright Field, home of the beloved Chicago White Sox. It was a message of hope because, after all, the White Sox need it. They need hope and prayers.
They're pretty bad.
The Pope did say he noticed that the one holy thing about the White Sox was their batting order.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Well, he did draw a better crowd than they did.
Yes, he did. He put on the hat, too.
It was big hat day, though.
That's right. It wasn't Bring Your Pope Miter Day. National Weather Service has issued its first ever heat advisory for Alaska.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. It's all hot in Alaska. The king crab is coming out pre-cooked. Yeah, good stuff, though. I had some nice lobsters in Florida.
What
they were delicious.
You
yeah. Because you can't get stone crabs now. They're out of season.
Yeah, out of season right now.
Yeah, but really good seafood in and around the beach here. Group of researchers have discovered strange radio waves coming from below the ice in Antarctica.
That's where they're hiding.
Yeah. Not as strange as the ones coming out of Brooksville, Florida, folks. And you will hear more about that coming up this Friday at the first annual WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast. Tickets are still available, WCBM.com. Folks are starting to get a little bit antsy. They really are.
Yep.
You know, guys are practicing their lines.
Yeah.
There.
And today your boy is 56 years on the air today.
56. Today is the day.
Wow.
That's right. Today's
June
the day.
16th.
June 16th.
Wow.
You
remember that far back, Chuck?
Yeah. 56 years.
Wow.
In broadcasting. It's a really broad career as well. Started off really broad and kind of slimmed down over the years.
Yeah, I went up, then came back down.
Then went back up, and then came back down. Sort of like Bruce's career.
Story of my life.
Bruce is right now in a down period.
working Morning Drive. That's so sad for me.
Look where he is. Look what he got.
That's right.
Should have quit while you were ahead.
Consolation prize.
Yeah, one guy emailed us last week saying that I'm the laziest man he's ever heard on the radio. And I said, if you only knew how much work you put into the show every day. But yeah, let's go with that. I'm the laziest guy ever. Fine. Have a nice day.
Whatever. Yeah. Thank you for
they just holding in there reading newspapers.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for holding down the fort. You, Chuck, Kristen, and Gary and Jill, appreciate that. So I did finally get a restful vacation. So
good.
Yeah.
I won't be needing another one until maybe later on this year.
You won't be getting one, so it all works out just fine.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, I want to tell you about our good friends at AES Builders and Home Improvements. And, for 35 years, Tim Munson, AES have built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. And when I mean top quality, I mean top-notch home improvements. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. They've earned over 43 Super Service Awards, A-plus ratings with the Better Business Bureau. And it's all about quality, craftsmanship, integrity. AES and Tim, they never cut corners, they never bid to subcontractors, and they always offer the best work for the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes you sure that you get exactly what you want in your home improvement. Here's the great offer for this coming late spring. Right now, first 25 new customers calling in, AES will take off $2,500 off any addition or home improvement, kitchen or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE, 1-800-787-SAVE, or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget that special offer. Call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises. And you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to be back. And, boy, it was a busy week, too. I missed the Secretary Schiraldi.
Wow.
Do you think
that it was like he was a non-person.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It came out as like, okay. It's like saying, oh, by the way, I got a hangnail yesterday. What's the next story? I mean, it was like, we're not going to talk about that at all.
Yeah. Well, do you think he was finally listening to the critics like yours truly, who was calling for Governor Moore to step down? Or do you think this was just a expediency? This was politically expedient to clear the decks for his touted, much anticipated run?
Well, he is now being, Governor Moore is now being talked about under the first rank of those who would be the candidate for the Democrats for the presidency next time. I think it's expediency.
Yeah, I do too.
But and that's
I
think, fine. You know, that's what politics is.
But you knew this was going to happen. And,
yeah.
But clearly, I don't know if it's going to make much of a change in the Department of Juvenile Services. And the other issue really is now he's all of a sudden paying attention to the squatting issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's been going on for 3-4 years or longer here in the state of Maryland. Now, over the weekend, I saw he's going to take immediate action on the squatters. So does that mean Chuck doesn't get in this week? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, I'm sorry, no squatting, Chuck.
Squatting.
Yes.
I can't do it anyway. I can't get back up.
That's right. I know. Yes, exactly.
That's right. So leave your squatty potty at home.
I am going to bring the sneaky leaky, just in case.
Wow.
I'm going to use that while the roast is on, so I don't have to go to the men's room. I don't want to miss anything.
Sure went downhill in a hurry,
didn't it? Some of the speakers might have something to say that's worth a crap, you know?
So to speak. 623, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Coming through Annapolis, nothing major on the Bay Bridge so far. But again, we've had a little light rain. There's some fog on the eastern shore. There's some fog kind of around different areas this morning. So that's the concern right now. Could be just a little bit damp. But everybody's good on the Bay Bridge through the area at Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge. And for right now, nothing coming down the hill from I-97 at Route 32. Keep in mind, in the last 45 minutes, we had several minor accidents on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near the BW Parkway. Outer loop after that coming up from Route 50. Both of those are on the shoulder. It looks like the earlier wreck over near Route 29 and Georgia Avenue has cleared. So maybe a little bit slow early in those areas. The Parkway and 95 South around the airport with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, misty and mild. That old kind of London drizzle's been hanging around for a couple of days now. It's going to continue this morning. And then mostly cloudy showers on and off. High today, about 76. And then that weather will dry out and heat up a little bit later on this week. We've got drizzle 64 in Annapolis, and it is 63 in Easton as of this moment. 625, we're talking about Israel and Iran exchanging attacks. Ballistic missiles raining down on around Tel Aviv. Some getting through. The Iron Dome can't get all of them. And so this is an unprecedented now. This is a full-out war that is going in the Middle East. And Brett Baer did ask BB yesterday about Iran and when they basically trying to go after President Trump in not one but two different assassination attacks.
I want to talk about the nuclear threat, and I want to talk about President Trump. You just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one. He's a decisive leader. He never took the path that others took to try to bargain with them in a way that is weak, giving them basically a pathway to enrich uranium, which means a pathway to the bomb, padding it with billions and billions of dollars. He took up this fake agreement and basically tore it up. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He made it very clear, including now, you cannot have a nuclear weapon, which means you cannot enrich. He's been very forceful. So for them, he's enemy number one.
Yeah.
Look, they also tried to kill me, but I'm his junior partner.
They understand
that President Trump is a great threat to Iran's plans to weaponize nuclear weapons and use them.
Let's not forget who was responsible for this. This was Barack Hussein Obama, John Kerry, and again, all the other lefties in Foggy Bottom of the State Department that actually thought that these people who have a death wish, the Ayatollah, who, by the way, is now hiding. There's a report out that he's been eliminated, but we can't confirm that. But he's hiding in some bunker in some part of Iran because they wanted to assassinate Khamenei, the Ayatollah. Trump allegedly called off the dogs and said, no, let's wait. Let's give peace a chance. There's still a chance. You hit them pretty hard, they may eventually come to the peace table. So that's what we understand is going on right now. But this was all, they wouldn't have to be this close to acquiring a nuclear weapon if it weren't for Obama.
Oh, sure.
And remember the Iran nuke deal? Remember the pallets of cash?
That, yes.
$1.7 billion that went?
Unmarked bills. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, again, and that money was then, given to the proxies of Iran so they could do Iran's dirty work without Iran's fingerprints being all over it. So, again, this is directly the foreign policy. And Ben Cardin talks about what's happening right now being a failure of diplomacy. Well, that failure he may not be referring to as such, but I believe it's the failure of the Obama regime and the Biden regime to confront the threat that we know as Iran. And yesterday, BB said, when he was asked a question, when did Trump know that you were going to launch these attacks?
When did you tell President Trump you were going to launch these strikes?
Look, I've been in constant contact with President Trump. We've known each other for many years. And obviously, we informed our American friends and President Trump, our great friend, ahead of time. We did. He knew about it, of course.
I mean, there were reports that President Trump kind of helped you achieve your strategic surprise by publicly urging you not to attack when he already knew you had decided to do it. So you were closely coordinating with the U.S. throughout this process.
Look, we're fully coordinated, but understand that America, under President Trump, will make the decisions that are best for America.
And that's exactly what's going on. We'll talk about that a little more in the MAGA update coming up a little bit later on. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny Steele is going to sell your home once you both agree on asking price, time frame. You sign the contract on the dotted line. Your home is sold. It's guaranteed. It's that simple. Let's not make it complicated. It's all you have to do is call Vinny. Vinny or one of his agents comes out to your home. You discuss the particulars. Once you both agree, you sign. Your home is sold. And it happens because of the tens of thousands of buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home through, of course, the database that they have. And it's not a secret. It just they have this huge database. And the fact is, it works. So many people, so many of our listeners have sold their homes already with Vinny Steele. You, if you're trying to sell your home, call Vinny today. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Call Vinny today. 6:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. One person dead, three others injured following weekend shootings in Baltimore. Late Saturday, police called to a hospital. A man showed up with a gunshot wound. That victim later died. Police believe the shooting happened in the 5300 block of Frankfort Avenue. Just before midnight Saturday, police responded to a double shooting, the 2700 block of Acullah Street. Both victims taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Shortly after midnight Sunday, officers called to the 2300 block of Harford Road, where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. That victim was taken to a hospital. Baltimore County Police investigating a weekend shooting in Pikesville. Victim was shot at around 1:30 Sunday morning, the 8200 block of Streamwood Drive. A victim was then taken to the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. Police have not released any information on the victim's condition or what led to that shooting. The governor says he is devastated by the targeted, politically motivated attacks that took the life of former Minnesota Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and seriously injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. That's in Minnesota, of course. Moore says the acts of violence strike at the very heart of our democracy, and public servants should never face danger for serving their communities. No Kings rallies drew thousands in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. Demonstrators protesting Trump administration policies and ICE actions, politicizing the military. Local, state, and federal leaders joined city residents at Patterson Park for one of the largest gatherings, where more than 2,500 turned out on Saturday. Chris Van Hollen spoke at that rally, saying the United States does not bow down to Kings and will not accept a, quote, lawless president, end quote, who disrespects the Constitution. 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff, styling, or possibility number 24, the latest software upgrade, or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed, or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3, lottery number 097. Your pick 4, 4848. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Light rain, some fog in the area. The west side outer loop delay now is there, and it's solid. It's 795 all the way down through I-70. Finally gets better after Frederick Road going down the hill towards 95. Parkville side filling in just a bit. No slowing yet at Green Spring, but already the old Harbor Tunnel now is backed up and slowing. It's between O'Donnell Street and the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is beginning to slow just a bit. It's a speed reduction between O'Donnell Street and the Toll Plaza southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off misty and mild for your Monday morning. Expect to see this drizzle stick around through most of the morning time. Temps today will only be in the 70s, so well below average. We dry out and heat up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. How good is it for the Birds to have Jordan Westberg back?
Here's Westberg at the plate. Westberg with a high drive. That ball's rocketed into left field. Keep the home run party going. Jordan Westberg goes way downtown for number 7 on the year. His third of the homestand.
Kevin Brown with the call on Mass and the Birds launching 3 four-baggers yesterday among their 12 hits on their way to an 11-2 romp and a sweep of the L.A. Angels. The beneficiary was Kate Povich, working 3 2/3 of scoreless ball in relief of opener Scott Blewett. After the game, the slim lefty credited the bullpen.
Our bullpen's been locked down, so sure did an unbelievable job, and whoever came in after me, I knew was going to find a way to get me out of that.
Sir Anthony Dominguez with a big getting out of the bottom half of the seventh with two on. In fact, the tying run was on. In fact, the pen has been downright nasty in their last 12 outings, 45 innings pitched, 3 runs allowed, an 0.60 earned run average. Off the field, the news not so good for Grayson Rodriguez. The right-hander saying he's hopeful of taking the mound this season, but he doesn't know what's causing his lat injuries. The latest flare-up was his third in 4 years, came as he was rehabbing another injury. He hasn't made a rehab start yet. Huge trade in baseball yesterday. The Red Sox trading disgruntled 3-time All-Star Rafael Devers to the Giants for pitchers Kyle Harris and Jordan Hicks and 2 minor leaguers. Devers once considered a franchise cornerstone. U.S. Open at Oakmont with a thrilling finish.
And one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history. J.J. Spahn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
A 64.5-foot birdie put on 18 to win the first major of his career. His take, $4.3 million. Scottie Scheffler tied for 7th at 4 over. Rory McIlroy tied for 19th at 7 over. NASCAR Cup Series in Mexico City. Shane Van Gisbergen prevails, beating Christopher Bell by 16.5 seconds, earning an automatic berth into the NASCAR playoffs. Caitlin Clark is back. The Indiana Fever guard dropping 32 points in her return after missing 5 games with a quad injury. The Fever handed Liberty their first loss of the season. And finally, the MLS jumping into the political fray on Saturday. What took so long? Austin FC's band unfurled banners protesting immigration and customs enforcement at the team's game versus the New York Red Bulls on Saturday. Footage circulating on social media showed the team band holding banners that read "Abolish ICE" and "No ICE in this melting pot." The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's the Farmer in the Dell.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, welcome back to you, Sean Casey.
Thank you so much, Gary. Nice to be back.
When's your next vacay?
We're planning as we speak.
Next. Yeah. What do you do? One week on, one week off?
You know, years ago, I really respected Johnny Carson, but nowhere near as much as I thought based on his vacation schedule.
Gotcha. Hey, you were the one who alerted me to this, Sean. Apparently, there's a picture circulating on Facebook of a guy that we know very well who was at the Oriole game yesterday. Father's Day, mm-hmm. So they had the farmer's hat day, right? And this guy here, to my right, your left, was in on Facebook early in line with that farmer's hat.
That's right.
My son insisted.
Yeah, your son insisted that you post that Facebook picture yourself. No. He didn't post it. You posted it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Well, so, you looked really good in that hat, Bruce.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's your calling, actually.
Really, yeah.
You could be a professional hat model.
The only thing that was missing was the corn on the cob pipe. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you talk about a player being disgruntled.
Oh, right? No. Yeah.
Why do we never use gruntled?
It's not a word.
Exactly for that reason.
No. He's completely gruntled. He's happy here.
Well, you were gruntled. During the game.
Oh, it was a great game.
And then you left before the Grand Slam, became disgruntled.
No, I was still happy.
All right.
Listen, my son took me to the ball game. It's all good.
Bruce, again, it's not a word.
I'm pretty gruntled by it.
Yeah. Really.
Very good. Now that we've solved that mystery.
On that note.
Thank you, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Baltimore.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back, Sean. We missed you very badly last
week. Thank you.
A very busy news week. Here's a question. Well, we're trying to take care of business, making sure that Iran gets rid of its nuclear waste and all that, as I call it, one way or the other. There's been talk about, you talked about in the last segment about getting the Ayatollah. Should he stay or should he go? So my question is, if he has to go and he's gotten rid of, that means who, once the war is over and Israel accomplishes objectives, and I'm very confident in that, who should be the new leadership in Iran? You get the idea, or what should happen? Should there be some sort of a U.S. troops move?
Well, we'd love to see Iran embrace democracy. I saw an interview yesterday with Reza Pahlavi with Maria Bartiromo, the former deposed Shah of Iran, and so he's talking regime change. I heard Ted Cruz yesterday talking regime change. That's not the goal, and the United States has no interest in meddling in what Iran does with its... That'll be left up to the people of Iran. Yeah. So if Iran wants a democracy, if they want to have freedom, then they will need to establish that. This idea of nation-building and forever wars and us interfering with another country, those days are over, hopefully, thanks to President Trump. But I think the people, look, Bibi said yesterday that he gets, he does a video message every week to the Iranian people, and that he gets, thousands of letters and emails and thank you, please save us, you're going to have to take some ownership of that yourself.
There is a pro-democracy movement in Iran, but the question is, how big is it? No one knows.
Right.
Because it's very, very far underground.
But if you take out a lot of the leadership, the intelligence chiefs, the people, the SAVAK, the secret police have been spying on the Iranian people, and you give Iranian people a little bit of hope there, I think that they will respond. But it can't be imposed by Western governments. That is a failed model.
We did that once with the Shah.
Exactly.
It didn't work out as well as we thought it would.
Bill and Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Hello. Welcome back, Sean.
Thank you.
What I wanted to say, and I hope you and all your families there at CBM, that Bruce and your family, Chuck's family, are in good health. Here's what I wanted to say. I couldn't agree with you more. Iran has been acting like a spoiled brat for a long, long time. And you're so right about us not interfering, and Israel's not interfering with their who they choose internally to lead them. And, I'm like you, Sean. I remember the days of 1979 when they took our people hostage.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the kind of government they want, you get the government you vote for.
Here's the thing. You had the war pigs out yesterday, Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and the rest of the neocons. They are desperately seeking to get us involved, dragged into another forever war, Bill. And probably President Trump right now has got a difficult job. He's got to thread the needle. And right now he's doing a good job, I think.
Here's the thing the people miss. He wants to, they have threatened nuclear destruction to Israel, but one of the people besides the Israeli Jewish people or the Israeli Arabs that are citizens, the Palestinians, it shows you how much they don't care about them. So when you blow them, the Israeli Jewish people up, then you blow up the Palestinians. Gee, you really care about the Palestinians, don't you?
Yeah, there's a report out.
And they need to be taken out.
Yeah, there's a report out today that Jordan has intercepted Iranian drones violating their airspace. So I think the tides have turned a little bit, but we'll have to wait and see. I mean, this is just the very early stages, Bill. Thanks for the call of war in the Middle East. And hopefully Iran will recognize the writing on the wall and saying, that's it. The jig is up. We got Trump and BB together. with us supporting Israel with munitions and equipment, but no troops, and we don't want any intervention in there whatsoever.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are heavy southbound. Again, there's just enough light rain, a little fog in the area. There was a tractor-trailer stop on the right side just before we go into the right tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There was a patrol car there with it for a minute. There's nobody there now, so it looks like he's just going to stay there in the painted out area, only adding to the heavy traffic coming south. So 95, you're backed up just around the curve there at Eastern Avenue, and 895 southbound. Most of that backup right now is in the area towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. It's moving and everybody's slow. I would say right now 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most on the southbound side. The Beltway continues to fill in. The west side very quickly got backed up early this morning. No issues there, but it's definitely slow from 795 working its way south down through Frederick Road. And now the Parkville side has begun to slow the speed reduction on the outer loop right at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, misty and mild, mostly cloudy, showers on and off, about 76 for your high. Things are going to heat up by midweek. Right now, chance of light rain 61 in Ellicott City, and it is 64 and cloudy in Easton. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
It is also National Fudge Day. It can now be told that the Carvel icon, Fudgy the Whale, was inspired by our very own Chuck Whitaker.
That's so nice.
The Carvel people were strolling through Irvington one day and said, we have an idea.
Yeah.
And the rest, as they say, is food history, folks.
Yeah, said, let's make a mold out of him. So they went and got an old Cadillac, melted it down, and that's how we did it.
Just some of what you're going to get Friday night, folks.
That's all right.
At the
I'm ready.
Chuck Whitaker roast at the first ever WCBM Crab Feast. Get your tickets today while they're hot. WCBM.com, folks. We still have a few seats left. It's going to be a rip-roaring time. Today also happens to be the day that Heinz has announced a brand new product.
People always give me a hard time about putting ketchup on my eggs. I mean, what's the big deal? You're so offended? Boom. Breakfast ketchup. Oh no, cover your eyes. Stop looking. It's perfect. All right, that might be a little too much. I'm going to eat it though.
Yeah, breakfast ketchup from Heinz is the thing now.
I like ketchup on scrambled eggs.
How is it different than regular ketchup?
That's what I would like to know. Maybe it's not quite as heavy. It looks like, I saw a picture of it, it looks like it's a little lighter in color.
You can put runny ketchup on your eggs.
Yeah, well, go with your runny eggs.
Yes.
You know, but not on your bacon.
No.
You can go on your eggs, but not on your bacon.
You put chocolate on your bacon.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes people will ketchup on their home fries, too, on their hash browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a spot for breakfast ketchup. Mm-hmm. The question is, when does lunch ketchup come?
And snack ketchup.
Yeah. In Chuck's pantry, it says Chuck's all-day ketchup.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm never quite able to catch up, so it's...
You know, I should have found out where you were over there on the East Coast and probably just driven over.
I was in Boca.
Yeah,
it was Boca.
I know who's down in Boca.
You got some. You got some big money in Boca. Let me tell you, I was driving up A1A on Friday night. And I'm just going to tell you, I was like the home.
Go to the yacht club. Take a look.
Yeah, that is. Apparently, there was a Travis Kelce sighting with Taylor Swift when I was there.
Oh yeah, they were over there. That's right.
They were there because of the Stanley Cup. Panthers were playing.
Yeah. Correct.
And in Sunrise, Florida, and they just apparently purchased a home or renting a home somewhere near the yacht club.
$25,000 a month, I heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't see Tay-Tay personally. Not that I wanted to.
Oh, come on now.
But people were, you know, tongues were wagging, including Bruce's. Yeah. Cup of noodles, dill pickle flavor. For those of you that have not been pickleized or pickled yet, Chuck gets pickled every morning, folks. That's what, on his 56th day of broadcasting, it just enables his...
Wouldn't you get pickled if you had to come in here and do this every day?
Incredible.
With us? Oh, yes.
Wendy's is bringing the Baconator experience to your fridge. The fast food giant quietly rolling out the new line of grocery products. And their double smoked bacon and square burger patties now available at Kroger and King Soopers locations. Wow. I think you got to go to Virginia as your closest Kroger.
Okay.
And I'm sure about King Super.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kroger's a big thing in the South.
I saw your picture. It was in Publix. They still have a thing about the bulk food stuff that you went through there years ago.
You know. I've been banned from several.
Exactly. Remember the bulk food sections?
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck.
You know who has that now is Sprouts.
Oh, really? I have missed that one.
No, I didn't miss
I know
that
you would. Right I know you would know.
I had cargo shorts on with eight pockets. And I was all set.
Jumped in and right back out. Never missed a beat.
Chuck, is that melting in your pocket?
Yeah, what kind of stuff do you get in the bulk food
I'm
section?
I'm not going to say. There are things that are still pending.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Liquid Death has released a new spicy, sparkling water called Deathberry Inferno. Murder your thirst. I'd try it, just to see. And finally, Chuck, something just for you.
All right.
Bacon-centered dryer sheets that you could, your hat, your clothing, your jeans, your shorts, whatever, can all smell like bacon now. You just pop one of these bacon-centered dryer sheets.
There you go.
They're called smoke sheets.
Yeah. And the neighborhood dog's going to love you, man.
Every dog in the neighborhood's following you to the shopping center.
Bacon.
Especially Henry.
Exactly. All right, man. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Still to come, we'll take a look at the Army's 250th birthday party over the weekend. Hear from J.D. Vance and others here on that. We'll tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. It's rollback pricing time all the way through now for the end of the month. Again, that was extended. It started back in May from Memorial Day, and it's been such a popular item that you can go right now online, res-q.com, see that the prices have been slashed back to rollback prices, all back to 2010. No coupon code needed for that whatsoever, and just check it out. And right now, you can also save 33% on your coupon, on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. Use the coupon code MY33, so that's any single item that's already been rolled back to the 2010 pricing. You can save an additional one-third by using the coupon code MY33. That's MY33 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
You know what I was really impressed with the Israelis is the Wall Street Journal's got the piece, if you want to read it, how Israel's Mossad smuggled drone parts into Iran to attack Iran from within. So this operation used stealth to target Iranian air defenses and missiles. So they were able to smuggle all these parts in, and then they assembled the drones while they were in country, and then launched the drones
from in country.
From in country. I'm looking at, gee, it'd be nice if we had an intelligence agency would do that kind of thing.
What amazed me was,
instead of attacking the United States by using our enemies and helping fund stuff that is anti-America and anti-Trump.
You got that right. 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
has spotted what appears to be, let me just take a better look at this. I'm not sure if this is an accident or broken down vehicle. Outer loop, south of Windsor Mill, and before the ramp at Security Boulevard. Pickup truck, another vehicle sitting there. No shoulder available at this point. That's in the construction area. So right now, they're in a bad spot. And it's raining, and it's dark, and they're coming up on both these vehicles in the right lane. So heads up. Hopefully State Highway or State Police will get there soon. But this is going to add to the backup on the Beltway, which was already back towards 795. Once you get under the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, try to get to the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. There again, they're in a bad spot here right before the ramp at Security Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Yeah, the crossfire has already begun, folks.
Yeah.
By the way, Chuck, did you play golf on Saturday?
I did.
Yeah, that's what we heard. There was a threat of a no queens protest.
Yes,
at the local golf course. We thought Chuck might not go.
No, we always keep one just in case.
Just in case.
You might have to do a trade somewhere in the middle of 15 or 18 holes.
You never know.
Don't forget those tickets, WCBM.com. Grab yours today.
Stop it, Bruce. Silly bastard.
For the big Chuck roast.
655.
I keep getting these questions from people that are roasting. What's off limits? And
you mean as far as what's being said?
Yes, exactly.
What, are you going to get personal tax?
Look, we're trying to keep it professional here.
Why? What? That's no fun. That's we right. Do that when we're on the air. When we're off the air, it's take the gloves off.
All right, folks, you know where Chuck's going.
For me, family is off limits.
Yeah.
I'm going to play just like Muhammad. I'm going to lay back on the ropes. And when people start punching, if they're punching the wrong parts, then I'm going to punch back.
Oh,
just like Trump.
He's going to be a counterpuncher. All right, we'll see. All right, thanks, Chuck.
Which, by the way, is how he behaves at the Avis counter every time he flies.
That's right. It's actually Enterprise. Southwest first, and then Enterprise next at the airport.
Lock it! Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, misty, mild, drizzle today. Mostly cloudy showers on and off, 76 right now. Drizzle 61 in Columbia, 60 in Owings Mills.
I have such an unusual perception of what happened on Saturday. The combination of the no kings, combined with the 250th anniversary of the birth of the U.S. Army. Exactly for the no kings front, exactly how do you think we've kept it no kings for 250 years? It's not been a bunch of people on the street holding up signs saying no kings. It's been our armed forces that have made sure we stayed free for 250 years. But you guys are out there as if somehow you have this unique idea, no kings. J.D. Vance spoke with the servicemen and servicewomen at the celebration of the Army's birth.
We must remember that the young men and women who put on the uniform and serve this nation are our most precious resource. We must honor them. We must respect them. We must fight for them. And that's exactly what the Trump administration aims to do every single day.
Now, Ali Velshi, one of the reporters over at MSNBC, this shows the divide in this country between the normies and the Democrats. This is his perception of what happened as he was there at the 250th.
People seem to be going out of their way to say that they're here to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday. It is not, it's not dark, it's not tense, it's not amped up.
Yes.
It's different.
Really? What a shocker that people would simply celebrate the 250th anniversary. You know, same thing, Ali. Check out July 4th. Curiously, the same kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, previous presidents did this. I think Adams did it. Jefferson did it. George Herbert Walker Bush did it. The Victory Parade. Remember that in the first Persian Gulf War? So other presidents
World
had
War
held.
II, huge parades.
Yep, have had military parades. What's wrong with it? It's patriotic. It's not despotic, as they would have you believe.
It's also a way of recognizing the sacrifices that the men and women in uniform have made over this country's history for the last 250. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, there's always a fly in the ointment, Seth Moulton, who served, but he has a very different worldview.
sitting here as a veteran and watching this from a president who has occasionally praised and oftentimes denigrated the U.S. military, I'm just reminded by how out of touch this guy is.
Yeah, really? How out of touch is he? When you have on issue after issue after issue, people favoring Trump's point of view and not yours, Seth.
That is just a falsehood. He's never denigrated the U.S. military
ever.
Or any branch.
Ever.
Some individuals in the military or had served in the military, he has denigrated, but not
you know, he's been lied about.
Yeah.
He's been lied
exactly.
about the whole cemetery thing over in France. He was lied about terribly.
Yeah.
But Moulton does not have a very high opinion of Donald Trump.
This is a guy who concocted a story about a bone spur to prevent getting drafted himself. Donald Trump is a draft dodger, and to hear him talking about these heroes from the Army is really pretty hypocritical.
Okay, enough, Seth.
TIMCO Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, of course, they do a great job for electric, interior, exterior, wiring, landscaping, you name it. Need some outdoor lights, need landscaping done, solar lighting, whatever the case may be, they do it all. But now HVAC, they branched out because it's going to get hot by the end of the week. We're up to 90 degrees. So call TIMCO today. They'll come out. They'll take a look at your furnace, your HVAC unit, your air conditioning. Make sure that it is operating, number one, that it's operating. Number two, that it's efficient, because those electric bills now starting to arrive from the electric company here this past or during this month. And they're on the rise again, folks. So you want to make sure your AC unit is working efficiently. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Tell him I sent you to call, or check him out online, timkylecompany.com.
Tim, walls on China, that's next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The 57-year-old man wanted in last week's shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses is under arrest. One of the lawmakers and her husband were killed. The suspect, Vance Bolter, arrested last evening.
Multiple agencies were there as FBI laid hands on it and Minnesota State Patrol put the handcuffs on.
Governor Tim Walz says Bolter was arrested in rural Sibley County, southwest of Minneapolis. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their home about 9 miles away. They are expected to recover. Iran launched a new wave of missile attacks on Israel early today, killing at least 5 people. Israel, meanwhile, claims to have achieved aerial superiority over Tehran and can fly over the Iranian capital without facing any major threats. The ongoing conflict between the two countries will be high on the agenda of the G7 summit in Alberta, Canada.
I think the G7 is going to be tested because there is a war between sworn enemies who see their side of the argument as existential. The question, of course, will be not can the Europeans come up with a united position to try and put some, you know, influence on the conflict. The key question will be, can the Europeans and the other leaders that are here put some pressure or encourage or shape some of the thinking in Donald Trump? He is the only person who has potential influence and leverage over the Israelis.
And the BBC's James Landale says Mr. Trump is now in Alberta for the summit. The president directing ICE to expand the deportation of illegal aliens in America's largest cities, cities including the Blue Bastions of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Watching Wall Street, Dow Futures up 152 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 110. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
If
you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
7:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker every 10 minutes on the threes, traffic and weather. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Looks like this is a minor wreck, it appears. I don't think it's a broken down vehicle. Two vehicles here, outer loop, right before Security Boulevard. It's in the construction zone. There's no shoulder available if you're coming south from 795. It's dead solid there. It's going back towards Reisterstown Road. 795 will start to get the impact now as well. Once you get south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, that's coming south, you hit Liberty Road. There's an overpass there at Windsor Mill. When you get there, you need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. Compounding all of that, rain, dark, nasty. There's nobody behind these vehicles at this point. State Highway is not there. State Police not there, sitting there with their flashers on, but in a bad spot. Baltimore County just dispatching out to a wreck, 4500 block Washington Boulevard on the southwest side. They're saying it might be a rescue at that location. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off misty and mild for your Monday morning. Expect to see this drizzle stick around through most of the morning time. Temps today will only be in the 70s, so well below average. We dry out and heat up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, the temperatures are in the moderate range. You're looking at around 63 degrees currently, downtown Baltimore. And right now in Owings Mills, you have 59 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. No King's rallies drew thousands in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. Demonstrators protesting Trump administration policies and ICE actions politicizing the military. Local, state, and federal leaders joined city residents at Patterson Park for one of the largest gatherings, where more than 2,500 turned out Saturday. Chris Van Hollen, the senator, spoke at the rally, saying the United States does not bow down to kings and won't accept, quote, a lawless president, end quote, who disrespects the Constitution. One person hospitalized after a Sunday afternoon crash accident in South Baltimore. Crash happened at the intersection of Reedburn Avenue and Potee. One person thrown from the vehicle taken to shock trauma. One person dead, three others injured following weekend shootings in Baltimore. Late Saturday, police called to a hospital. Man showed up with a gunshot wound. He later died. Police believe that shooting took place the 5300 block of Frankfort Avenue. Just before midnight Saturday, police responded to a double shooting, 2700 block of McCullough Street. Both victims taken to hospitals, non-life-threatening injuries. And shortly after midnight Sunday, officers called to the 2300 block of Hartford Road. They found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. That victim was taken to the hospital as well. 602 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 097. Pick 4, 4848. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Here's a guy not usually associated with home runs.
This is Ramon Urias.
And a high fly ball to deep left field. Ramon Urias
long gone. Into a sea of straw. Urias hits his third career home run.
Bruce Elliott among them, apparently. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Urias' shot gave the Birds an early 2-1 lead, and they go on to play nine more in an 11-2 romp over the Angels. Baltimore now just six back of the third wild card slot, if you can believe that, but still 17s in front of them. After the game, manager Mancelino on the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, we're to 10 under. We got a long way to go, but we're kind of in it in a weird way. There's some belief in there, you know. It's like now if we can get the 5 under. You know, if you get the 5 under, there, all of a sudden it's, you know, eyes are open and you can kind of see it a little bit.
Birds now begin an important 7-game road swing, 4 at the Rays and then 3 in New York. U.S. Open goes to J.J. Spaun with a stunning 64.5-foot birdie putt on 18. He finishes at 1 under 279, collects $4.3 million for the effort. Robert McIntyre attempting to become the first lefty to win the Open, finished 1 over 281. And the U.S. men's soccer team put an end to their 5-game skid under first-year head coach Mauricio Pochettino, 5-0 over Trinidad and Tobago in the CONCACAF Gold Cup opener. Coming up in 30 minutes, Shohei's back on the hill. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, an L.A. councilwoman, she wants a favor from ICE agents. Wait till you hear. Minnesota man arrested for the alleged murders of Democrat lawmakers, but the media is trying to blame and say he's a Trump supporter. Finally, tap on Tim. Yeah, it weighs in on the world's moral authority.
Wow. Yeah, if you're sitting there thinking, well, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad to have this guy as VP, listen to this comment he made over this past weekend.
Now, who is the voice in the world that can negotiate some type of agreement in this? Who holds the moral authority? Who holds the ability to do that? Because we are not seen as a neutral actor. And we maybe never were. I don't want to tell anybody that. I think there's a lot of people who say you always leaned one way in this. But I think there was at least an attempt to be somewhat of the arbitrator in this. Now I ask who that is. And, I mean, consistently over and over again, we're going to have to face the reality. It might be the Chinese.
It might what? The moral authority in the world might be the Chinese. Tell that to the Uyghurs, would you?
Don't forget he taught over there. He visited over there.
15 times on this?
Yeah, he visited and taught over there and lived over there. He is, I believe, a Chinese asset. Just like Ted Lieu, Judy Chu, and what's the other one's name? Lin Ming. They all have ties to the Chinese Communist Party. They're either serving in Congress or, as in Tim Walz's case, he's the governor.
My jaw dropped when I heard that soundbite. I thought, what the hell is this guy talking about? But, of course, I wasn't the only one. From all over the political spectrum, people were scratching their heads. Everybody on the right was saying, let me do more than scratch my heads about this. This is Julian Michaels.
I've never heard China thrown out there as a solve for this problem one time. You've caught me completely off guard here with this. And the fact that you would say moral authority, I can't think of a regime that is more authoritarian and vicious and evil and cruel. So to make that association, I can't tell if I'm dreaming. I'm pinching myself right now. I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, as was I when I heard
but
that.
But stop saying that. I mean, this is what the Democrat Party is today. They're controlled by, you know, outside interests like this, like the CCP. They have so many people. I'm not even saying that they're the only party out there. Republicans may have some issues here as well. But others that have looked the other way, well, the Chinese have bought up our farmland and et cetera. So it shouldn't be, you know, really surprised or shocked anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that surprised me was that not a single Democrat has come forward to say, I disagree completely. To me, that's the Democrat who would have a legitimate chance to be the president next time around. Because as long as they're silent, and they have been on this all weekend long, they've had plenty of opportunity. Lots of Democrats showed up on the talking heads yesterday, and they'll be all over the news. Not a single one has said, hold on a second. What Walz said does not represent my point.
No, don't forget.
There's a polite way of saying it.
Smallwell and Fang Fang. You got Dai Fai, who had the Chinese spy chauffeur. It just the Chinese play the long game, and they have successfully infiltrated every level of our government.
From what I understand, traffic is next.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Well.
Yeah. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Watch out for the red light.
Yeah.
Chuck.
And the poo-poo platter.
That's right.
I'll be the reporter, Sum Ting Wong.
Folks, WCBM.com, get your tickets today for the roast.
This is the real A material, folks.
Yeah, folks.
This is it, you know.
This is the stuff you hear publicly. The private stuff will be much better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried about my sister. I told her to make sure she has a heart medication with her. The outer loop. This is a minor wreck. Been here since 6:55, so now exactly 20 minutes or so. Sitting here, right lane, outer loop before Security Boulevard. Nobody with it. State highway's not there. State police not there. It's backed up all the way back beyond 795. 795 is having trouble getting onto the Beltway. So, again, pay attention now. If you're coming south, Liberty Road, the next bridge down, the overpass, is Windsor Mill Road. When you get there, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. They're sitting there with their flashers on. It's dark. Everybody has their headlights on. But they're just sitting there, and I guess they're afraid to move the vehicles, or they can't move the vehicles, one or the other. But nobody's there. So really pay attention if you're coming south. The new wreck was 4500 block of Washington Boulevard. That's out just after the city county line. And I think before the Beltway, that was reported as a rescue. And then city police have a minor wreck. I mean, this is right downtown at Charles Street at Mulberry. Delays are there with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off misty and mild again today, and then mostly cloudy showers on and off. 76, weather's going to dry out eventually and heat up later this week. We'll see 90, maybe by Wednesday. Drizzle in 64 in Dundalk, 63 in cloudy in Millersville. Time for a mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, time for a MAGA update. President Trump over the weekend on Truth Social continues to push the murderous man mullahs of Iran to make a deal before things get worse, much worse. He said Iran and Israel should make a deal, and we'll make a deal just like I got India and Pakistan to make, in that case by using trade with the U.S. to bring reason, cohesion, and sanity into the talks with two excellent leaders who were able to quickly make a decision and stop. Also, during my first term, Serbia and Kosovo were going at it hot and heavy, as they have for many decades, and this long-time conflict was ready to break out into war. I stopped it. Biden has hurt the longer-term prospects with some very stupid decisions, but I'll have to fix those again. Another case is Egypt and Ethiopia and their fight over a massive dam that is having an effect on the magnificent Nile River. There is peace, at least for now, because of my intervention, and it will stay that way. Likewise, we will have peace soon between Israel and Iran. Many calls and meetings now taking place. I do a lot. Never get credit for anything, but that's okay. The people understand. Make the Middle East great again. He really doesn't get much credit on foreign policy. At all. And his foreign policy, I think, is where we should have been going a long time ago. A lot of us got bamboozled and deceived by the neocons and the ones with the weapons of mass destruction and so on and so forth. But President Trump saw right through it and continues to do. He was asked at the G7 in Alberta, Canada today, do you think there's going to be a deal?
Well, I hope there's going to be a deal. I think it's time for a deal, and we'll see what happens. But Sometimes they have to fight it out, but we're going to see what happens. I think there's a good chance there'll be a deal.
And speaking of which, he said something on Sunday. He said it's possible the U.S. could get involved in an escalating war between Israel and Iran, and said Putin could be a key figure in mediating an end to the conflict. Quote, we're not involved in it. It's possible we could get involved, but we're not at this moment involved. And, again, a lot of people took that like, oh, here we go again. But I don't think he was talking about us with troops and boots on the ground. I'm thinking that he's trying to draw Putin in and make Putin as horrible as he is and what he's done in Ukraine, trying to make him relevant. And he thinks if he can get Putin to work with Iran, then maybe he can kill two birds with one stone. He can get Ukraine, yep, that conflict, and he can get the Iranian conflict over with. And that would be a good thing. He also said, was asked by reporters if he's asking Bibi Netanyahu to pause the airstrikes in Iran.
Have you asked Israel to pause their airstrikes into Iran?
Well, I don't want to say that.
No, he doesn't want to say that because Israel's been green-lighted. Israel says, go do what you got to do. And when they say we're fully coordinating with them, that's what they mean. We're not committing troops. I think the only time we fire anything is if it's a threat to our ships in that theater. But we've given them the fighter jets, the munitions, something that Joe Biden withheld, by the way. Remember that?
Yeah.
As to the protests and immigration riots we're seeing all over the country, Los Angeles and Portland, et cetera, that got violent over the weekend, Trump said it could have been much worse.
So the protesters, if we didn't have the National Guard on call and ready, they would rip Los Angeles apart. They come and they check and they say, is the National Guard going to be there? And if the National Guard's being there, they don't even show up.
And on Saturday, we had the U.S. Army's 250th birthday celebration with an iconic grand parade, something that has been in the works even before President Trump was, again, sworn in on his second term. You got the 250th birthday of the Navy, of course, the Marines, and the Army as well. And there are plans, but the left decided, we're going to attack Trump. Why? Because it's his birthday. Because he shares a birthday with Flag Day, and on June 16th, 1775, the United States Army was established.
Yep.
So they're not going to attack the Navy celebration because they're so blatantly transparent in their hatred and vitriol for President Trump. Not even funny. But here's what he said at the celebration Saturday night.
Time and again, America's enemies have learned that if you threaten the American people, our soldiers are coming for you. Your defeat will be certain, your demise will be final, and your downfall will be total and complete.
Yep, and that's exactly what they have to be put on notice. And, of course, a lot of people talking about the president ordering the deportation and having ICE do everything in their power to an important goal of delivering the single largest mass deportation program in history in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, where they're sanctuary cities run by Democrats. He wants the illegals out. But then, at the same time, he has carved out a temporary pause, an exemption for the farming industry, restaurants and hotels. And that is because Big Ag's, Brooke Rollins, Secretary Rollins, has come in and said she's getting hammered by all these farmers in these industries saying they're going to have a negative economic impact. So I don't know how you do that, how you say some illegals can stay, others can go. I think they all have to go, and, you know, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with the economic fallout, whatever it happens to be. But you can't cherry pick which ones stay, which ones go.
I think what one could do is say, go back to your home country. We have a program we're introducing for a guest worker program here in this country. Apply for that, and we'll let you right back in.
Because they need them, that's for sure. Yeah. Day 147, the golden age of America.
We are just getting started.
Yes, indeed. They just are getting started here, and, of course, in the new golden age. Michael A. Friedman, and again, I just want to tell you about how wonderful a law firm and service that they offer for people that have been seriously injured in serious automobile accidents. And Michael's been doing this for over 40 years. And from day one to now, they put your recovery priority number one, that you get better from your injuries. And that's exactly what they do with every service from A to Z, from if your car's been totaled, diminution of value. If you don't have a doctor, need one, they'll find a doctor for you. In some cases, they will advance medical costs for you. And, of course, they handle the insurance companies, which are very difficult to deal with in many cases when it comes to these kinds of accidents. Also, review your insurance policies if you want. You need clarification on how much your provisions should be in your insurance, be it uninsured, underinsured, PIP, or whatever the case may be. They'll do that for you as well. So hopefully you never need them, but check out their website, maflaw.com. Download the, of course, 15 things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident, and the personal injury app, which connects directly to the firm, and you'll be on your way at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck that was here on the outer loop before Security Boulevard, that looks like that cleared. And then we were made aware of another wreck on the right shoulder, outer loop just south of Liberty Road. So we had the wreck with two vehicles that was there for the better part of a half an hour. Another accident in the backup at Liberty Road. So you know the beltway with the light rain is just crawling, and it's backed up. And at last check, it was out actually just before the ramp at the Reisterstown Road coming south from there, and also affecting the bottom end of 795 as you're coming down from McDonough Road. Interloop slowing now towards Green Spring with the rain there, and the heavy traffic had already been there for a while, and we see the spray from the vehicles on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Just listening to Baltimore County, or Baltimore City rather, I think they went out to a wreck 95 south near the Keith Avenue ramp. Have to confirm that. So that would be just north of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Baltimore County also in the last couple of minutes heading to a wreck at Liberty Road at Ward's Chapel Road out on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Misty, mild to start today. Intermittent showers today, mostly cloudy, 76. We're going to dry out eventually, but heat up. Maybe 90 by Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Right now, drizzle in 59 in Forest Hill, 64 and cloudy in Arnold.
You know, Sean, there are some families that decide generationally to keep investing what they have, their emotional input, their intellect into public service in one fashion or another. One of those families is the Bush family. Agree or disagree with them. Now, George P. Bush, he is Jeb Bush's son. He is the fourth generation of Bushes to be involved in politics. And he was asked yesterday about the Tim Walz comment on China is the new moral authority.
This is a man who aspired to be the second most powerful man, not only in our country, but arguably the world. And this is the moral tone that he's trying to establish for the Democratic Party. This is their mindset internationally, their mindset even domestically with respect to our country, and putting Americans last.
Yeah, that is it. We're going to put Americans last because somehow we are now the corrupt influence on the world. And according to Tim Walz, China is the moral authority the world needs now in order to get ourselves through whatever sticky wickets we happen to find ourselves in. And I don't know. I mean, to me, You say it a lot more bristly than that. Tim Walz is a loon.
Not that they're asking my advice over at the Democratic Party or at the DNC, but during times like this, you're supposed to establish leadership, our country's positioning around the world, and this puts America last.
Absolutely puts America last. And that, I think, what George P. Bush there is saying is that this extends beyond Tim Walz. This extends to most of the Democrat Party. They're perfectly comfortable saying, look at me, I'm cosmopolitan. And I think that there are a lot of, like what was Barack Obama used to say, we all think we're, you know, special and unique. I'm sure the French people think they're special and unique, blah, 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 blah. Well, I actually, being born here and raised here, I think this country is pretty damn swell, yeah, all things considered. And I think that we have things other countries do not have. We have the same set of problems other countries have, but we have a willingness to address those problems and solve them over time.
But we haven't solved the immigration problem over time. And nor have we had the willingness to solve that at the congressional level. Finally, we have a president that wants to resolve that. We're going to, this administration, this will be the all-time record set for encounters, crossings, gotaways. And we're only in 147 days already and when it's all said and done. But here's the thing. People keep asking me, why are Democrats doing this? Why are Democrats allowing open borders, unchecked immigration? Why are they fighting against the mass deportations? Why are they protecting with sanctuary cities? Because you have to understand the Democrat power base. And it's not because they think that these illegal aliens are actually going to vote. That's not the way it works. Two things. One is that they will vote in their name. We've talked about this before. And two, it's not the people that you get power from are the ones in the country that you represent, meaning the census.
Yes.
So it's not just the citizens that get you power in Washington. It's anybody in the country.
Yeah. The census is the persons living in an area, and that changes the shape of congressional districts.
Right. And that's where the Democrats derive their power from, and that's the reason why they keep letting them in, because they don't, you know, they know they already have the game as afoot, as they say.
Glad Bernie's transmissions and Jim Jenny's transmissions, they have join together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century. And it's about time that the two premier transmission companies actually team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured Franny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney's transmissions or Jim Jennings transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burney's transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up, may media is now trying to blame the man who killed that Democrat lawmaker in Minnesota. He's saying he was motivated by Trump. We have the real story coming up in just a second. 7:30 time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. These headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. One person dead, three others injured following weekend shootings in Baltimore. Late Saturday, police called to a hospital. A man showed up with a gunshot wound. That victim later died. Police believe that the shooting happened in the 5300 block of Frankfort Avenue. Just before midnight Saturday, police conducted a double shooting, or actually responded, rather, to a double shooting in the 2700 block of McCullough Street. That both victims there were taken to the hospitals, both of them non-life-threatening injuries. And shortly after midnight Sunday, officers called to the 2300 block of Hartford Road. They found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. That victim was also taken to the hospital. Baltimore County Police investigating a weekend shooting in Pikesville. Victim was shot around 1:30 Sunday morning, 8200 block of Streamwood Place. Governor Wes Moore says he is devastated by the targeted, politically motivated attacks that took the life of former Minnesota Speaker Melissa Hartman and her husband. and also injured Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Moore says the acts of violence strike at the very heart of our democracy, and public servants should never face danger for serving their communities. The governor says people need to be able to disagree about issues without resorting to violence. And the No Kings rallies drew thousands in Baltimore City and Baltimore County over the weekend. Demonstrators protesting the Trump administration policies and ICE actions. The Patterson Park had one of the largest gatherings, some 2,500 people there. They heard Senator Chris Van Hollen, who spoke to the crowd. 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three, Lauderdale, 097. You pick 4-4848. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the two wrecks over on the west side, the one in the right lane, when I looked at it earlier, it looked like it was gone. Well, they reset the camera back to where it was. Still there. Right lane, outer loop, south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Now, State Police, State Highway are there. They moved down from the other wreck, which was south of Liberty Road. That's on the shoulder. This wreck before Security Boulevard is still crowding the right lane. So we're moving traffic by, but they're looking at it. And, of course, it's backed up all the way back beyond 795. Inner loop slowing now through Pikesville. With the rain, we're slow on the Parkville side. We're even slow on the inner loop now between Bel Air Road and over towards the ramps at I-95. New wreck, Baltimore County, Liberty Road in the area. Ward's Chapel Road may actually be on Ward's Chapel Road. And we were looking for that wreck on I-95 in the city. I found it. It's southbound near the ramp at Caton Avenue. There is room to get by, but it's after Camden Yards and before you get out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off misty and mild for your Monday morning. Expect to see this drizzle stick around through most of the morning time. Temps today will only be in the 70s, so well below average. We dry out and heat up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Gribben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles conclude a weekend sweep of the Angels in grand fashion.
Fastball, hit high, hit deep, left field, got a chance, grand slam! They call him the Kraken, and from the depths, Gary Sanchez has emerged.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson after missing 7 weeks on the injured list. Gary Sanchez came back with a bang. 3-for-7, 2 homers, 5 driven in over the last 2 games. Baltimore beats Los Angeles yesterday. 11-2 was the final. The Birds claw their way back to 10-under. They're 6 games back now in the wild card race. After the game, Jordan Westberg was asked if he felt a change among the Birds.
I do, yeah. There's a lot more energy in the dugout. There's a lot more energy on the field. I feel like the guys are kind of feeding off of each other and seen a lot more smiles, a lot, I think just a lot more aggressive baseball, it looks like, you know, better at bats.
Elsewhere, Shohei Ohtani will make his long-awaited return to the mound tonight, serving as an opener as the Dodgers take on the Padres. Ohtani is 21 months removed from a second repair of his ulnar collateral ligament. The Ravens open up their mandatory minicamp tomorrow in Owings Mills. Some fans a little bit upset that Lamar wasn't a full participant in the voluntary OTAs, but John Harbaugh apparently is not among them.
And it's a voluntary camp, you know, so not measuring that. I mean, I love being out here, and I think all the players do. And when Lamar's out here, I promise you, he loves being out here.
The U.S. Open goes to J.J. Spahn, his first major title, finished at 1 under 279, the only player to finish under par, an incredible 64-foot birdie putt on 18 to finish it. NASCAR Cup Series in Mexico City was quite a story.
NASCAR making history. Racing in Mexico City. And the first name on the trophy is Shane Van Gisbergen.
Van Gisbergen won the pole Saturday, got sick apparently from the water on Saturday night, crawled out of his cab, and emerged victorious. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a pride celebration in New York turns left.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this happened Friday night at Citi Field in Queens, the Mets home field. Mm-hmm. It was Pride Night, which is fine. And apparently what happened was during the national anthem, they, you know how they put up on the video board all the different shots of the players and the flag? So they put up the Pride flag. That was the flag that they showed during the national anthem on Pride Night, and Mets fans were enraged by it. They were further enraged by Pete Alonso's involvement, the Mets slugger, the first baseman, who's one of the best players in Major League Baseball. But he's well known for participating and being involved in social causes. This is one of them, and he extolled it, and the fans are just livid over there in New York, and we'll see if there's fallout. A lot of fans threatening to boycott. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but again, the national anthem at the center stage of a protest here.
I just love to see politics left out of sports. There was a
completely
a singer at the Dodgers game that sang the national anthem entirely in Spanish after
correct.
They warned her not to do it.
Yep.
She did it anyway as a protest of ICE, and we see this all over in sports now, and it's sad. People go to a sports to escape, to watch the game, to watch the U.S. Open, whatever. They don't want to see any political messages.
Right. We were talking about that last week, Bruce and I, so you're absolutely right. So we'll see what happens. But
Mets fans can vote with their feet.
Yeah.
If you were
sports fans
offended by that, exactly. Sports fans, vote with your feet. Don't buy their merchandise. Don't go to their games. And that happened during the NFL, during the kneeling.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. There was the NFL had to, they got behind the eight ball. Now they're starting to get rid of the DEI offices and so on and so forth. So.
Yeah. I was looking around yesterday at the ballpark, by the way, when they did the national anthem at Camden Yards. The gal in front of me had forgotten to take her hat off. I just tapped her on the shoulder, and she looked at me. I just pointed at my forehead. She took her hat off right away. And I looked around. Everybody had their hats off. Everybody had their hands on their hearts or were saluting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the appropriate thing to do. Yeah. The idea of introducing a social protest to the national anthem, it just cheapens the whole thing.
Well, you know what's interesting about it is the Mets defended it by saying that they want it to be inclusive. But isn't the American flag inclusive?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, that is the symbol of inclusivity.
It's divisive to promote another flag.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what it is. And that's the intent. The intent is to continue to divide us as Americans, as people. You're lucky you didn't get sued by tapping somebody. That could be considered an assault in some cases.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm concerned now.
Yeah.
I had to go back and retract the last 36 hours of my life.
Right. So just find that guy with the sombrero hat, and that'll take care of that. All right. Thanks, Gary. All right. So the media is attempting to say that the guy that was just arrested,
uh-huh.
he looked entirely different than his pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you noticed that? The guy that they say that committed these acts, he murdered a speaker, former speaker of the House in Minnesota, and her husband, and then shot a Minnesota state senator and his wife, and had a whole list of targets, 70 targets on the list in Minnesota, looked entirely different than the guy that they arrested. Just saying. In any event, Melissa Hortman, she was the speaker that cast a vote that denied health care for illegal aliens in Minnesota. And that got her in trouble with the Democrat Farm Labor Party. And, of course, she did that to pass a budget. But it was almost prescient in what she said after she voted for that bill.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote. And I'm... We worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
Yeah. So, you know, again, so I know people get hurt by that vote, and we don't. Look, I have no idea what motivated.
No.
I don't.
We don't know where this guy was.
Politically. No. But we will point out some facts here in just a second. Tampon Tim, he had to weigh in on it. Of course, he's the governor.
An unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination. Our state lost a great leader, and I lost a dearest of friends.
Appears to be? It was a political assassination, and there was a whole list of names, including Ilhan Omar, was on that list, and others. I don't know if Tim Walz's name was on there, though. I've got to go back in and check on that. Then he said something I found to be very interesting regarding the core values of Minnesotans.
Now's the time for us to recommit to the core values of this country. And each and every one of us can do it. Talk to a neighbor rather than arguing. Debate an issue. Shake hands. Find common ground. This is who Melissa Hortman was.
Yeah, but it's not who you are, because you are a hypocrite, sir, because just 2 weeks ago you were saying this about ICE.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye, just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not. It's not hyperbole to say we're not far from a world where anyone could get that knock at a door. And there's no guarantee you'd get your day in court or that you'd ever make it home alive from whatever corner of the world they stick you in. Now, if Trump and his folks want to come for Minnesotans, we need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
Yeah. How about friendly debate? What about shaking hands? What about political discourse where you're not accusing people of being Nazi stormtroopers? This guy was appointed by Waltz. He was friends with Waltz. They found No King's flyers in his car. By the way, the shootings took place on No King's Day, which, by the way, is being funded and organized by a bunch of violent groups.
Yeah, look, we have no idea where this guy was politically or what twisted him around. None whatsoever. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WGBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number is 410-WGBM 680. Right now, it's traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. One of the vehicles just left from the outer loop that's wrecked before Security Boulevard. The pickup truck is still there. It's a work truck still sitting in the right lane. State Police, State Highway behind it. The backup all the way back, even beyond 795. So big delays there. Again, once you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, try to stay to the center and the left-hand side. The interloop through Pikesville, reacting to the rain. The Parkville side, same story there. Very slow traffic through there. They've updated the wreck out in the western part of the county. It's now reported to be at Ward's Chapel Road at Deer Park Road. And with that, there was some road blockage there. The accident southbound 95 near the Caton Avenue ramp, still there on the right side. A medic unit was also there. And with a slight backup as you're coming south from Camden Yards. By the way, the last pickup truck just cleared now from the right lane on the outer loop before Security Boulevard. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, have Bernie do it today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, misty, mild day today, mostly cloudy a little bit later on. Showers intermittent, 76, going to heat up, maybe 90 by Wednesday. And right now, 63 and cloudy in Pasadena, 61 in Parkville. Time for us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt, coffee mug up for grabs today. Robert in Middle River is our contestant. Morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. And Sean and Chuck, thanks for the birthday wishes a couple weeks ago.
Bruce, oh, you're quite welcome.
Absolutely.
Did Chuck send you a birthday gift?
No, just wishes.
No, he was supposed to.
He sent you?
I said, Chuck, you were supposed to. We agreed that you were going to be sending the birthday gifts.
He's such a liar, folks.
Using,
I swear to God.
Using,
this guy is so full of crap.
Using your vast barter network.
Robert, I just
why should we pay for birthday gifts and we can get them for free?
Robert, I got to tell you that Chuck,
I mean, this is still an opportunity.
Yeah, Chuck has actually sent everybody else birthday gifts, Robert, so I just mentioned that.
I think you both need to shut up and let's move on here.
Robert, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first, gentlemen.
First, okay. Right. Good luck to you.
Thank you for calling me a gentleman. I appreciate it.
I'm not sure Kristen appreciates that. Right. But
she's a gentlewoman.
Of course.
Yes, she is. Story one. Florida high school students were drilled for being straight, asked to consider being gay, and told that straight people are to blame for overpopulation at Miami-Dade County in Florida. They were assigned a complete sexuality-focused questionnaire that asked a bunch of bizarre questions. Story two. The longest-living shark that has been alive since 1627 can be found in the Arctic Ocean. The Greenland sharks, believed to be the longest living vertebrates known on Earth. This one particular shark, that puts you at over 400, close to 400 years old. And story three, that singer at the Dodgers game over the weekend who sang the national anthem in Spanish was identified, was arrested, and she is scheduled to be deported after she sang the national anthem in Spanish. Vanessa Hernandez has a temporary visa, we come to find out, has expired, and she'll be escorted out of the country after her anti-ICE protest song. All right, story one, Florida teens asked to consider becoming gay in class assignment. Story two, the longest living shark discovered in the Arctic Ocean, close to 400 years old. And story three, that singer that sang the national anthem in Spanish, now on her way out of the country. Robert, what are you thinking?
Well, I think number two is old news. And I think between one and three, I'm going to go for a three. Three is the fake story.
All right, Robert goes for three. Kristen.
Yeah, I could see the school story being true, and I don't know how they know that a certain shark or breed is that old, but I know scientists like to make that claim, so that's for true. I think I'm going to go with number three. I did not see that headline either.
Kristen goes for three. Mr. Bruce?
I think it's three as well. I think that the a shark that's been alive since 1627, they verified that, actually, by counting the rings on his tail.
And Chuck.
They should count the ones on yours and get you the hell out of here. Bruce used to deal with a shark on Baltimore Street, only lived to be 102. That's another story for another time.
Whole different story.
Was it the loan shark or the pool shark?
No, it was a loan shark.
Okay.
$5 a day, you owe me $7.50 tomorrow. Yeah. Three, please.
All right, it's unanimous today. Story number three, nobody votes for Florida teens being asked questions like, what do you think caused your heterosexuality? Is it possible?
My parents.
Is it possible being straight is just a phase you may grow out of? Yeah, that's a true story.
I don't know, but I can practice.
Longest living shark. That is also a true story.
Yeah.
And so we thought it was Chuck, but they apparently used radiocarbon dating, which Chuck used actually once years ago in Irvington.
Yesterday, radiocarbon, right. Did he?
Exactly.
It was the batteries that had gone bad in the back.
Story three. Yeah, she sang the national anthem in Spanish, but so far has not been arrested or deported. That is our fake news story. Robert, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right.
There's still time for her to get deported, though. Still time.
Yeah, time. Still time to purchase those tickets to go see the roast, too, for Friday night.
I'll see you guys there.
Okay.
There's a roast coming up?
Yes, Friday night.
When is that?
Jimmy's Famous Seafood, 6 o'clock.
The Bruce Roast.
It is the Crab Feast and first annual Crab Feast for WCBM, but it is our Chuck Roast. We roasted Frank years ago for his 50-plus years.
Oh.
And so Chuck is 56 years in the business now. We had COVID hit, and, of course, there were a few snags in the barter contract, so we had to delay things.
Yeah.
Until,
such a liar.
Until,
such a liar. This whole show should be Choose Your Fake Morning News. The whole damn show
we had out of control. We had to delay things till we could pay for them. All right.
Boy, am I going to get you. Just a ride from the hotel to the establishment is going to be good enough for me.
You're right. We should record that, you know? That'll be the outtakes.
Just set your phone.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
All right, see you.
751, you know, if you're thinking about a home improvement, kitchen remodeling, bath remodeling project, doesn't matter, any remodeling project, my good friend Tim Munson, AES Builder Home Improvements, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. They've been in business for over three decades now, and integrity, craftsmanship, again, they will give you the best work for the lowest possible price. And, you know, what's so great about Tim Munson, AES Builder Home Improvements, is they stand behind all of their work. And so when they say, when they're done, you'll be happy, and if you're not happy, they're not done, they really do mean it. They stand behind that slogan. They have the free concierge service as well, and so you can get exactly what you need, you know, what your project's going to look like, how much it's going to cost, when it starts, how long it's going to last, and again, these are all employees of AES Builder and Home Improvements, no subcontractors, etc. And right now, the first 25 callers for the spring remodeling project are going to get $2,500 off the project of your choice at 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Call Tim. I told you to call 1-800-787-SAVE.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-laugh as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
Good morning at 7:53. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a new problem. I-97 southbound. The report is an accident south of Benfield Boulevard. I don't see it. It's between cameras. The one at Benfield right here and then the one down by Route 32. So it's kind of in between. Traffic is moving, but it's slow. And again, the weather this morning has been a factor. So just a heads up, a couple of vehicles may be on the shoulder in that area. And then very slow at I-97 at Route 32. Vehicle still off to the side. I-95 southbound after Camden Yards. And before you get out to the Beltway on the southwest side, the Beltway's still hurting from earlier problems as you're coming down the west side. Really slow there, slow through Pikesville, slow on the Parkville side. And I would always advise caution anywhere on the JFX coming south through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Chuck, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was asked by a number of organizations that if we wanted to donate any of the leftovers for Friday night, you know, to a soup kitchen, whatever the case was. I said, what, are you kidding me? This is a Chuck Whitaker roast. There'll be no leftovers. Come on, man.
I told you what I said to my sister. Go get a suitcase. Put it under your table. When it deals over, go to FedEx and send it to me overnight to Tampa.
Yeah, there you go. All right, buddy. See you in a couple. 7:55, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Misty and mild today. Drizzle, 76. Things will heat up a little bit later on in the week. Right now, cloudy, 60 in Forest Hill, 64 in Dundalk.
Talk Radio 680 at WCBM. Well, this is bizarre. Her last name is Padilla. I do not think she's related to the senator. Her name is Imelda Padilla. She is on the city council in Los Angeles. She had the LAPD in front of her at a committee meeting this past week. Listen to this conversation.
Can we use technology like AI technology to create a situation where your department can identify agents, non-city of LA, in a neighboring town, everyone go on alert in a way where you can support our business community and our immigrant community?
Of course, the police chief, you want to be very cautious in answering this because he's not quite sure he understands exactly what she's asking. So he does the rational grown-up thing. He asks for clarification.
What can your department do more to warn us, to warn the business community, so that we can warn our folks in the spirit of your loyalty to the city of Los Angeles?
So you're asking me to warn you about an enforcement action being taken by another agency before it happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Why not?
That would be obstruction of justice. Well, you may want to talk to the city attorney about that.
Obstruction of justice. She doesn't get it. She doesn't get why the police would not simply say, okay, listen, there's about to be a crime bust going on elsewhere in the city. Make sure you tell the people who live there to hide the drugs or hide the illegals or stop robbing that bank. I mean, she just wants to protect the, quote, business community and the quote, immigrant community. Read immigrant as illegals. That's what she's all about. I was just amazed. This person elected to the Los Angeles City Council. Just stunning. You got to say, what kind of nation are we, where we purportedly are a nation of laws and not of men? But in this case, pretty clearly, she wants it to be a nation of her, where she gets to determine which laws are enforced and which are not. And that brought to mind this from Kristi Noem.
Which laws in the United States should be enforced and which ones shouldn't? I mean, now my job, here's the deal, guys. My job is not to pick and choose which laws we enforce and which ones we don't. We have laws in this country, and they matter. If you want the law changed, go to Congress. When's the last time you went to Capitol Hill and told your senator or representative to change it? That's what they need to do. This is the perfect time for Congress to make a decision on how they want people in this country to be able to have an opportunity to come here legally and to fix this.
One of the problems, Sean, of having a two-tier justice system in this country is you lead to the kind of logic we saw out of this council member in Los Angeles. Well, why can't you just, you know, do this? Because, after all, I want you to do it, and I'm a nice person, and I'm in front of you, and the people from ICE, they're out-of-towners. So do it for me, huh? I mean, it's the hubris involved in that is absolutely phenomenal, just phenomenal. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And right now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the summer weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs. If you need ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you, for your family, you've got to call Tim Kyle. The weather has changed. It's summer now. It's time for you to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, the MS-13 man's wife visits him in Tennessee but cries about missing her son's kindergarten graduation.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're breathing a sigh of relief in Minnesota.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter. That's 48 hours that law enforcement involved in a complex and dangerous manhunt.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announcing the capture of the 57-year-old suspect wanted in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Bolter was arrested in rural Sibley County, southwest of Minneapolis. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their home. They are expected to recover. Air raid sirens sounded again overnight in Tel Aviv and other Israeli cities as the Israel-Iran conflict grinds on.
Tehran had announced it had launched some 100 missiles and vowed further retaliation for Israel's surprise attack on its nuclear program and military leadership, which has killed at least 220 people in the country since it began on Friday. The nation announced the latest salvo after a weekend of escalating tit-for-tat attacks. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard vowed that further rounds of strikes would be more forceful and severe.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says at least 24 people have been killed in Israel, with more than 500 injured from Iranian missiles and drones. Israel says it has now achieved aerial superiority over Tehran and can fly over the Iranian capital and other parts of the country pretty much unmolested. The Middle East situation and trade expected to figure high on the agenda. The G7 summit in Canada. President Trump is in Alberta now for that meeting. Crews are searching for three people missing in the wake of flash flooding in West Virginia's northern panhandle. At least five deaths blamed on the severe weather. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 241 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Monday morning, 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It's raining in Annapolis and just enough to keep a little spray coming up from the vehicles. Everybody's moving, and we're looking right here at Ritchie Highway over to the Severn River Bridge. There are a couple of vehicles stopped on the right shoulder. They're in the painted out area right at Ritchie Highway, but there's no impact, at least right there. Now, we do have the backup south on I-97 coming down through Route 32, and in that backup, there's a report of a wreck after Benfield Boulevard, maybe at the bottom of the hill, and the vehicle's off the roadway, but we have seen a delay after Benfield moving south on I-97. Still have the normal delays, both the tunnels compounded with the rain, minor accident on the side, southbound 95 near the Caton Avenue ramp after Camden Yards. A lot of earlier problems still keeping the Beltway slow, especially on the west side, but we have delays through Pikesville and also on the Parkville side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off misty and mild for your Monday morning. Expect to see this drizzle stick around through most of the morning time. Temps today will only be in the 70s, so well below average. We dry out and heat up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's still not all that great outside. Pikesville right now, 59 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. No King's rallies drew thousands in Baltimore City, Baltimore County over the weekend. Demonstrators protesting Trump administration policies and ICE actions. Local, state, and federal leaders joined city residents at Patterson Park for one of the largest gatherings. More than 2,500 turned out there Saturday. Senator Chris Van Hollen spoke at the rally, saying the U.S. does not bow down to kings and will not accept, quote, a lawless president, end quote, who disrespects the Constitution. One person hospitalized after a Sunday afternoon traffic accident in South Baltimore. Crash happened at the intersection of Reedbird Avenue and Poteet Street. One person was taken to the shock trauma after being thrown from the vehicle. Police have not released additional details, and the crash remains under investigation. One person dead, three others injured following weekend shootings in Baltimore. The shootings happened Saturday. A hospital was called after a victim showed up there at the 5300 block of Frankfort Avenue, was the location of that. That victim died at the hospital. On McCullough Street, both victims taken to hospitals, non-life-threatening injuries. And Hartford Road, the 2300 block, they found a man with a gunshot wound to his leg. He was also taken to the hospital. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery numbers, A097. Pick 4, 4848. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Big win for the Birds yesterday at Camden Yards as they pound out 12 hits, 3 home runs, including a grand slam from Gary Sanchez, as the O's pound the Angels 11-2 to sweep the series and move to 10-under on the season. Baltimore's now won 14 of the last 20. Here's manager Mancelino on what's next.
So, really happy to be where we're at, really happy with how we played. We got a really big challenge coming up on this road trip, and then when we come home, we got another challenge. And I feel like the schedule the rest of the way is just a gigantic challenge. So
it really is. The O's with 4 at the Rays, 3 at the Yanks coming up. Yesterday's winner, Kate Povich, says the Orioles are finally now playing the baseball that they've been capable of all season long.
This is the baseball I think we've been wanting to play from day one. It obviously didn't go that way, but we're finding out how to turn it around, get on the right track, and just see how far we can get.
A lot of it, but not all, could be laid at the feet of Jordan Westberg. In 5 games back, the third baseman, 6-for-19 with 3 home runs and 8 driven in. Stanley Cup final now stands at 3-2 Florida Panthers.
Bennett for Tkachuk. Tkachuk in with a shot. But Bennett scores! His 15th of the postseason!
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. That was Saturday night. Bennett's goal made it 2-0 Panthers late in the first, and the Oilers could not recover. Panthers are now 10-3 on the road during their Stanley Cup run. They can close it out at home tomorrow night. Coming up in 30 minutes, a doppelganger in name only. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at Fells Point. Carjackings are on the rise. More riots in the City of Angels. But a top story for you today, on Friday, MS-13 man, Kilmar Sir, what's it, Brago Garcia,
yeah.
pleaded not guilty to federal charges of human smuggling and trafficking and the like. Of course, he was returned so that the Trump administration could, after a grand jury unsealed an indictment, saying that, oh, yeah, this guy was not a family man. He was not your average, just everyday, you know, crab picker on the eastern shore that came over, or illegally or illegally. No, he was engaged in, well, I think they said he made over $100,000 a year or something in trafficking men, women, and children. Children. Of course, his wife, who has been a willing participant in being used as a poster child for all of this, said she was finally able to visit Kilmer, as she calls him, in a jail in Tennessee.
Kilmer was taken on March 12th, and it was not until yesterday that I was able to visit him for the first time.
First time she was able to visit him. Of course, and I'm just wondering if he didn't visit all that often because he was so busy in Tennessee and other states trafficking, allegedly, in young women and children. But, of course, she cried the obligatory tears for her missing MS-13 gangbanger husband.
Me and Kilmer's mind is here in Tennessee, but my heart is in Maryland with my kids.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder where your heart was when Kilmer was engaged in trafficking in young children and young women, allegedly. But, you know, showing that she does the human side of Kilmer. He's got a junior. Did you know that? And Kilmer Jr. was graduating from kindergarten.
Our son, Kilmer Jr., is right now in his kindergarten graduation that's taking place right now. And instead, my son is alone on his big day.
I have a tough time believing that.
Yeah.
I have a real tough time that he's alone. Really? Kindergarten's what? 5 years old?
So you left a kindergartner by himself and went to a different state. Makes sense.
Well, maybe the MS-13 family is looking after him. Amazing. This whole thing to me just stinks. It stinks. I don't buy the story. I don't buy her story. I don't buy her crocodile tears. Is it his child? I'm sure it's his child. But don't tell me that, Mrs. MS-13 man didn't know what her husband's proclivities were, what he was up to. And now we're all expected to feel empathy for her for leaving a 5-year-old alone for his kindergarten graduation. And there's a little head. And change your name.
813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes after this coming Friday evening and the great Chuck Whitaker crab roast, crab feast. Could be that Chuck will be changing his name as well. Good morning, Chuck.
I might even do that before I get here. You know, we'll see what happens. 95 South, fairly good news there. It's not bad right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A little bit further south after 395, there was an accident on the right side near the Caton Avenue ramp, and it has not created a massive backup, at least for the traffic going south. But it's a little bit slow after Camden Yards, then gets better out towards the Beltway. 895 still continues with the heavy traffic. It's moving, but it's backed up as you're moving south from the Eastern Avenue O'Donnell Street area, but traffic at least is moving on 895. Beltway, a lot of very slow with the rain. Parkville side through Pikesville. The west side had a lot of problems this morning early with two different accidents, then a couple of broken down vehicles, and that still remains slow. I'm changing the camera right now back over towards 795. Yeah, it's still crawling. It's moving, but it's 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. There was a wreck possibly on the shoulder. I-97 had been Field Boulevard. Deputies were still out, or the folks in Baltimore County, as you're moving Deer Park Road at Ward's Chapel Road over on the west side. Let me just see if I had one more thing to tell you. Oh, yeah. The wreck downtown Charles Street at Mulberry involved an MTA bus. It was minor, but the city police are still there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today, misty and mild. We've had some drizzle on and off throughout the course of the morning. It'll be mostly cloudy later. Showers on and off throughout the day today. 76, going to heat up before all is said and done by Wednesday. So right now, drizzle in 63. In Baltimore, rain in the next hour, 60. In Reisterstown, time to see which Democrat will emerge from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to see which lefty has lost it. A story that continues to bubble. We talked about this a good bit on Friday. Please watch as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps the biggest victim of last week. It's so sad when a guy who is the size of Alex Padilla turns out to be the size of a guy of Alex Padilla, and he's not recognized. That is a blow to the ego.
If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country.
Empathy. Lots of empathy there. Whole lot. But then, of course, over the weekend, being a don, and why he's really upset, it's because in his mind's eye, he's really famous. People should recognize him when he walks into a room without him able to identify himself at all.
I do think there's some serious questions. How does the cabinet secretary not know the senator from California when she steps foot into Los Angeles? She came through the Senate for confirmation at one point. And certainly, how does the Secretary of Homeland Security not know how to de-escalate a situation? It's because you can't or because they don't want to.
Yeah, so she doesn't know by face all 100 senators and all 435 members of Congress. How dare she? Thank you, our male Hispanic version of Greta Thunberg. Now please get back into the clown car and get out of here.
Look at me, I'm famous. Look at me, I'm famous. Look at me, I'm famous.
You know, all he had to do was wait until Secretary Noem finished her statement, then he can ask all the questions that he wants.
Hell, all he had to do is wait until she finished, and then he can walk up and say, all right, her press conference is done, mine starts now.
Yeah.
I mean, the media, they're not going to leave.
But he kind of, not just photobombed, but he tried to press bomb her.
Yeah.
Tried to hijack her press conference to make his point, and it just was boorish behavior. This was not a congressional hearing. This was not a Senate hearing. Again, these are street theater people. I mean, we saw all weekend, no kings, the immigration protests, the riots, the Democrats out there, Karen Bass, Gavin Newsom, and now Alex Padilla. He's just another one of the California street performers.
Okay, now think about this. Because he's blaming her somehow. Well, she didn't see him. The Secret Service saw him.
Right.
So, yeah. Some large guy comes barging into the room, and you're protecting the person behind the podium. And what the hell are you supposed to do? You're going to do exactly what they did. You're going to make sure he is not a threat, and if he is, then he's removed from the room until you can figure out what the heck is going on.
By the way, one of our listeners, Blanca, sent me the GoFundMe page for MS-13 man's wife. Her name is Jennifer Vasquez Sora, and the National Day Labor Organizing Network has raised over $260,000 for their GoFundMe page already. I guess that's why she's making visits.
Yeah.
Okay. Kilmar is a loving father, husband, son, brother, union construction worker, and CASA member. There's a good one, CASA to Maryland. What if they know that they're allowing MS-13 gangbangers in their organization? They probably do. Anyway, I want you to listen to this. Kilmar's an excellent father. He's always been there for our three children and all of their needs. Two of them are on the autism spectrum, ages 5 and 9. So she left not only a 5-year-old alone, but a 5-year-old who has autism alone for his kindergarten graduation. A third has epilepsy. Kilmar has been the main provider of our household and the love of my life for over 7 years. Since our family has been separate, I've been devastated. Then she goes on to say, the youngest child, you know, the one that's graduating, and she left alone, To comfort himself, he searches for Kilmar's work clothes just to smell them.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter suffers from stress seizures and has needed to carry emergency medicines. And so they're raising funds to support Kilmar's family during this unimaginable crisis.
Can I point something out? Look, it's sad, okay, that any family is impacted when any adult in that family is incarcerated for any reason. But it does happen to U.S. citizens, too, every single day.
Yeah, it does. And I would make one caveat there that it's really sad when they're law-abiding citizens.
Yes.
And they're productive members of the community. If they are engaging in human sex and child trafficking, I think it's probably miraculous that they separate that individual from that family. Yeah.
Well, God forbid that he would have done something like walk into the Capitol, turn around, and walk back out.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been something else.
Yeah. All right, more to come here on the program, including the latest on the No Kings protest. Governor Westmore on where he's going next and who's going to be there. And, of course, his bribery scheme involving three Maryland men and USAID. Unreal. Law offices, Mike Lee Freeman, wanted me to remind you that they and their firm, personal injury law firm, are the top 10 best personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland each and every year. They have this website, maflaw.com. Check it out. And on the website, you can learn all sorts of valuable information to protect yourself from the uninsured, underinsured motorists. As far as what insurances you should be carrying, they have the 15 things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident. You can download that, keep it in your glove compartment or above your visor, because you know when it does happen, hopefully it never does, but it's traumatizing. You know, you get shaken up a little bit, not quite sure what you should do. This is a friendly reminder there. You can also, all of the commentaries that we do here on the show with Michael and Stephen are going to be posted there. If you missed one, or if you heard it and you want to go back for referral purposes, you can do that, as well as the personal injury app, which you download that right to your phone. You can take pictures, you can record videos, you can interview witnesses, because a lot of times people don't want to come to court and on your behalf. So this way you've got a record of it, and that gets automatically downloaded into the servers at the law firm. So remember the website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 823 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Just went down and followed up on the wreck we had earlier, I-97 southbound after Benfield Boulevard. That has now cleared. The backup is gone. There's a little bit of a slowdown yet on I-97 as you're getting down towards Route 32, but that's pretty much the normal delay in that area. 95 south now from the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It looks like they may be looking at this wreck that we had earlier, which was down around the Caton Avenue ramp. So that traffic in the area south of Camden Yards, and as you're going down towards the Beltway, it's a little bit slow in there right after the ramp at Russell Street and going down to the accident scene. Let me just change the camera here. It looks like all the accident vehicles are gone, so this is the residual backup that's still there, but the accident after Caton Avenue has finally wrapped up. There's an active fire call now. Equipment from Baltimore County and Carroll County, Liberty Road at Live Oak Road out in the Randallstown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Monday. Clear and it'll be, I should say, misty and mild. A little drizzle has been hanging around for the last couple of days. They see some of this stuff called for New Jersey wildfires. Mostly cloudy, showers on and off, 76. Eventually it will clear out, dry out, but heat up. 90 by Wednesday is maybe the expected forecast, so we'll take a look at that. Right now it's 60, and a chance of light rain in Pikesville, 61 in Ellicott City. So the No Kings protest, as we said earlier this morning, there already is a No Kings Day. That is Independence Day. That is the day we celebrate our independence from a tyrant, King George of the UK. So there's these poorly informed, dough-headed liberals to go out there. And I don't know if you've seen these protests. I think, Bruce, I think you said you saw one over the weekend. We've seen others at Tesla and immigration. They're largely a collection of aging hippies and Antifa thugs and the mentally ill.
Just saying the working folks there. Now, I said no working class folks. What I saw was a bunch of people who probably are professionals or retired professionals, 99.9% white, all out. I mean, I happen to be in the Hunt Valley area, you go to Panera from time to time there. But they were simply lining Shawan Road, having a good time. Look, that's fine. But I keep asking exactly what has Donald Trump done that would indicate he's trying to be a king? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, first off, here's your first thing. Number one, if there were a king, you wouldn't be able to protest like that in 50 states and 2,000 locations, because kings don't put up with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just blew your argument from the get-go. And by the way, no King's Day is Independence Day. But I was kind of not really surprised at some of the locations here in Maryland. Baltimore City, Annapolis, which is a liberal, Columbia, very liberal. Westminster, a little surprise there.
Yeah.
But I understand Westminster has begun to flip to a more liberal persuasion. There was also Timonium. Apparently there was a strong showing. But Bel Air?
Yeah.
I never thought that that Bel Air was considered a liberal haven, but that's where they selected for these, so it must be something must be going in Harford County in Bel Air. Hmm. That's where they showed up. But down in North Carolina, a state rep, Julie Von Heffen, attended the No Kings protest Saturday with the decapitated heads of Stephen Miller and Donald Trump, with a sign that says, "In these difficult times, some cuts may be necessary." There was a picture of Stephen Miller with a swastika on his forehead and the decapitated Donald Trump on his. Of course, and Tim Walz is out there saying, "Oh, we should debate. We should debate friendly debates, and we should shake hands, and we should disagree agreeably." You can't agree or logic or negotiate with the violent left.
No.
You can't do it. I can't sit down next to across from a table from somebody like this who's going to stand up there with decapitated heads because I know she's mentally ill. So why would I want to sit down and debate a person like that?
There's no reason and there's no sense in doing it because it's a look. There's no sense arguing with a cow. You're not going to change the cow's opinion. You're just going to waste his time. It's the same here.
Yeah.
There's no sense because no one's mind is going to be changed. It's just a matter of do you have the time to burn? And unless you have the time to burn, don't bother.
On the carve out for some illegals, Craig's come up with a great idea. They want to fill the positions of the deported illegals on the farm. Simple solution. Cut Medicaid to all able-bodied people on welfare in this country. Make them go back to work on the farms. Most of the people that are on welfare are low-educated and can't get jobs anywhere else. There you go.
Absolutely.
Two birds with one stone.
Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements rolling back the clock and prices. Right now, the supplements you trust at prices you've not seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product. Omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire your order on Rescue Single Bottles. Now, to order, call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's the code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
Coming up next, more riots in Los Angeles right now. News headlines, it's 8:30 with Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. One person dead, three others injured following weekend shootings in Baltimore. Late Saturday, police called to a hospital. A man showed up with a gunshot wound. The victim later died. Police believe the shooting happened in the 5300 block of Frankfort Avenue. Just before midnight Saturday, police responded to a double shooting, 2700 block of McCullough. Both victims there taken to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. And shortly after midnight Sunday, officers called to the 2300 block of Hartford Road. They found a man with a gunshot wound to his leg, victim taken to the hospital. Baltimore County Police investigating a weekend shooting in Pikesville. The victim was shot at around 1:30 Sunday morning, 8200 block of Streamwood Drive. And the victim was taken to the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. Police have not released any information on the victim's condition or what led to the shooting. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he is devastated by the targeted, politically motivated attacks that took the life of former Minnesota Speaker Melissa Hoffman and her husband, and seriously injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Moore says the acts of violence strike at the very heart of the democracy, and public servants should never face danger for serving their communities. No King's rallies drew thousands of Baltimore City while demonstrators protesting Donald Trump's administration, the policies, and ICE actions. Local, state, and federal leaders joined city residents at Patterson Park for one of the largest gatherings, which more than 2,400 people turned out on Saturday. Senator Chris Van Hollen spoke to that particular crowd and said he won't accept, quote, a lawless president, end quote, who disrespects the Constitution. 8:32. WTBM traffic weather on the threes is next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 097. Pick 4, 4848. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, delays are still there, 95 South, as you're working your way down from Camden Yards out to the Beltway, but the accident near Caton Avenue, Washington Boulevard, is gone. I-97 had also improved. The backup there now was left over, just the normal heavy traffic right through that area. Some slowing, but nothing major right now. The Old Harbor Tunnel right around O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, 95 looks good, and some areas of the Beltway are continuing to improve, but still slow through Pikesville on the Park side and coming down the west side from 795, working your way eventually down towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off misty and mild for your Monday morning. Expect to see this drizzle stick around through most of the morning time. Temps today will only be in the 70s, so well below average. We dry out and heat up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Now, Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Burt start a very important week tonight in Tampa. 7 games in 7 days against the top two teams in the East. And they do it with some momentum, having won 14 of the last 20 after yesterday's 11-2 romp over the Angels. The O's have climbed back to 10 under 500. Now just 6 games out of the third wildcard spot. Manager Mancelino was asked if this is what he expected.
I don't know what I envisioned. You know, for me, it was just try to get the players back to being themselves, whatever that entails, right? So I feel like as we watch them these last few days, it feels like, you know, Westberg kind of looks like Westberg. Gary kind of looks like Gary. You know, Gunner's kind of looking like Gunner. You know, so, yeah, I mean, we're...
Zach Eflin will take the hill against the team that traded him last year at 7:35 p.m. tonight. Ravens news, the team getting set for mandatory minicamp beginning tomorrow in Owings Mills. And all of a sudden, the name Tavius Robinson being tossed around as a potential breakout player on the Ravens defense. The pass rusher, John Harbaugh, praising the third-year linebacker out of Ole Miss for his work ethic.
That is what, to stand next to Steve Bisciotti out here during practice, and we both were looking at number 95, was Tavius. And he said, has he ever missed a practice? And I'm like, he's never missed anything. He's never missed a practice. He's never missed a meeting. He's never missed a lifting session. He's never missed a meal. You know, he hasn't missed anything. So,
U.S. Open was at Oakmont at just outside of Pittsburgh this past weekend, and it was one for the ages.
And one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history. J.J. Spahn closes the deal.
J.J. Spahn bent a 64.5-foot putt to birdie 18 and win the Open, the first of his career, $4.3 million richer in the bank. NASCAR was in Mexico City yesterday.
NASCAR making history. Racing in Mexico City. And the first name on the trophy is Shane Van Gisbergen.
Van Gisbergen won the pole Saturday, got sick apparently from the water on Saturday night, crawled out of his cab, and emerged victorious. And finally, on Saturday as well, catchers Wilson and William Contreras did something in baseball that hasn't been done in 92 years, becoming the second pair of brothers to homer in the same inning as opponents in baseball's modern era. Both went deep in the ninth inning of the Cardinals' 8-5 win over the Brewers. The Contreras brothers are the first to homer in the same inning as opponents since Boston Red Sox West Farrell and Cleveland Indians Rick Farrell accomplished the feat on July 19th of 1933 when Rick's home run came off West. So brothers homering off of brothers. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a doppelganger in name only.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
By the way, do you know the only other pair of brothers who have homered off each other in Major League Baseball history?
The Christian brothers.
That's a good one. Actually, they haven't homered off each other, but Joe Niekro hit one home run in his Major League career and was off his brother Phil.
Yeah, I was thinking it had to be pitchers. So that's the only time it's ever happened in history?
Well,
how many pitchers' brothers have there been?
Brother combinations? Yeah. A few. I mean, the Dean brothers.
Dizzy and Daffy.
Dizzy and Daffy. The Wise brothers. Rick. Well, what was the other Wise brother name? I don't know. I've got to remember that. That's a good question, actually. Here's what I wanted to tell you. How many Sean Caseys do you think there are in the United States of America?
There are not many.
37.
Okay. Well, there's at least a couple.
Yeah, there is. Well, let's put it this way. I know of at least 6.
Okay. Well, we're sitting next to one.
Right.
The other Sean Casey that I know of, at least, was a Major League Baseball player.
For the Reds.
He was actually a great player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a great hitter for the Reds. Well, apparently he plays for the Savannah Bananas now. And they're coming to Baltimore in August.
Yeah.
Right. But he's not going to show up in August when they come because he tore his hamstring. Oh. Rounding the bases yesterday in Cincinnati
at
Great American Ballpark. A 51-year-old, it was a pass ball on a third strike, and he rounded first and was going to second, and all of a sudden he pulls up, and he can't go anymore. Tore a hamstring right off the bone.
Oh, that's nasty.
51 years old.
That's a really bad injury.
So he is out for the year.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that is right.
Yeah.
Well, they'll reattach it. I mean, I have a friend who went through that. They reattach it, and you get back to full strength by the time he's like 73.
Yeah. Sean, you're not going to be running around the bases, are you?
Not for the soon? Savannah Bananas, no. Yeah. Not anytime soon. I have a debilitating football injury that prevents that. But
of course you do.
But maybe at the Chuck Roast coming up next?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be running rings around Chuck. That's what's going to be happening. All right, thank you, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Scott in Westminster. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. The worst thing about Saturday was that was done in the face of not only Flag Day, but my Army's 250th birthday. And to that end, you know, there wasn't a single former living U.S. president who attended that event. People complaining about it costing $40 million. I mean, the Army's budget alone for advertising is $2 billion a year, and that was a drop in it to give a much-needed reversal of the woke kind of commercials we saw for the Army in the last 4 years. But my son and I, on our way to a gig in Rehoboth, drove through downtown Wokeminster, and the day before we had picked up a couple of Burger King crowns, so we rolled down the window with our crowns on and wished everyone a happy Trump's birthday, happy Army birthday, you Marxist. You should have seen the look on their already very unattractive faces. I mean, they're out there because they're bitter and they're unemployed. So, and Westminster, it's nothing new. They have one council member who's very far left, and several of the ones who are supposed to be Republican. I mean, they say it's a nonpartisan race, but this one guy is in his seventh term now that I ran against a couple of years ago.
Right.
So they, you know, they forget the fact that even most Democrats want term limits. That all goes out the window when they're getting the woke agenda that they want. And Westminster has fallen already. In Carroll.
Sad to see, that is for sure. But, you know, this complaint about the $40 million, this was, most of it was privately funded through 22 different corporations and foundations and so on and so forth. Yeah, there were some tax dollars used.
It was planned for years.
Yeah.
It was planned before Trump was in office, as it should be. And the Marines should get their due credit later this year and the Navy next year. I mean, it's nothing to do. No, nobody's goose-stepping. That's not how we march.
Nope.
And it's not a partisan
Memorial or Veterans Day parade, but it's huge.
I bet you something else. I bet you it's going to be interesting to see what the recruitment numbers are going to be after the after the parade.
And they're already unprecedented since I had gone in 9/11 through the roof, because people are seeing the pride in it. They're seeing that we're coming from a position of strength, and I that's what Israel's doing right now as well. So God bless them.
Yep. God bless Israel, and hopefully they will
get the Ayatollah next.
Yep. Hopefully they'll finish the job. Scott, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take a call here from Alan Woodland.
Good morning, Al.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I tried to fill in for you for a few days last week, Sean, but I didn't know now about the new strip search policy before you come into the studio. I wasn't able to get vetted, you know, in the strip search. I'll renege.
Well, you know, as a former corrections officer, I would think you'd be very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Too familiar. Too familiar. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, he was okay, Sean, until we got to the turn your head and cough part.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, look, I mean, you know, I didn't know Kristen was in charge of it.
Come on now.
I'll put you on hold, Al, because we got a traffic update that will come right back to you.
8:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
I ain't getting caught up in that stuff.
Oh, no.
Chuck wants that a chicken strip and search.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, take your feathers off.
Tickets at WCBM.com. Don't miss a word.
I like the strip searches at TSA. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Somebody's a TSA agent just got arrested at Fort Lauderdale.
Knocked over a woman.
Yeah, 79-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I hope they try it on me, and that'd be good. I could use the extra money.
Northbound 95, there may be a minor wreck on the shoulder near the Russell Street ramp. Just looking at the camera here, no impact at all, even the roadway. Now, the good news is the roadway's starting to dry out from some rain that we had earlier through that area. A little bit of leftover heavy traffic yet on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, but for the most part, that's beginning to settle down. All the lanes are open. We're still heavy as you're coming south from right around the O'Donnell Street area and coming down from Eastern Avenue right next door, the Fort McHenry Tunnel, just looking across the road there, and everybody's in good shape there on 95 going into the Fort Mac and eventually down towards 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Misty, mild today, mostly cloudy showers on and off. 76, the expected high, and things are going to dry out and heat up later this week, maybe 90 degrees right now. Cloudy, 65 in Annapolis, 60 with rain, drizzle in Owings Mills. And time to check out our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, a bunch of children in California helped break a world record for the largest game of red light, green light. You ever played that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened last month, and Guinness just posted the official announcement. 1,400 people took part. Here they are breaking the record.
We are going to attempt to break the world record of the largest green light, red light game. Students from many schools have been invited. We have families coming. We are expecting to see over 1,400 students today.
We just broke the record!
The current record was 1,415 people. The achievement today, 1,423 people!
I looked it up. The Guinness Book of World Records holder for the game of red light, more red light, is Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah.
Apparently set it on the block in Baltimore as a...
We can fill those red lights.
As a teenager. WCBM.com for your tickets today. Al! Good morning.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was sorry to hear, of course, about the tragedy that happened, you know, in Minnesota.
Yes.
But, Sean, what gets me is, remember when the Supreme Court justices voted, you know, to overturn Roe v. Wade, and Chuck Schumer said that those justices were going to feel the whirlwind?
Yes.
Remember when Maxine Waters said if you see your, see people out in public, get in their face, but be combative? You know,
yeah.
And you know, it's just when Trump got shot in Pennsylvania, they were short Secret Service duty. The Secret Service had to call the 800 number to find out how to fly the drones.
Right.
People were yelling at the police that somebody on the roof. But and then tragically, now the Democrats, you know, were killed. Now all of a sudden, you know, people, the Democrats and senators are screaming, "We need protection! We need protection! We need protection!"
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I mean, I'm just, you know, Sean, I tell people all the time, when you go out in public right now, when you leave your door, when you go to the mailbox, when you go cut your lawn, when you answer that door about somebody wanting to sell you solar panels, you got to be on guard all of the time, and that's the society we live in now, unfortunately.
Yep, that is. You're right about that. And the only, you know, when they say we need protection, well, the only protection you have is if you are going to exercise your Second Amendment rights.
Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, because you can't expect police to protect you. They're reactive, not proactive. That's not a diss. That's just a statement of reality.
Of
and the fact is that they should allow all of us in every state. Well, let's put it this way. We should make sure that we exercise our rights. The permission and allow stuff is unconstitutional.
I've had my carry permit for over 20 years now. Two times I've had to unholster my weapon. One time I actually had to discharge it twice.
Mm.
And I hope I never have to do it again, but I was glad that I had it with me.
Yep, absolutely. Al, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You take it easy. Be safe. I'll be talking to you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. That's Al in Woodlawn. Nick in West Virginia.
Morning, Nick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many people did you say showed up at Baltimore for the No Kings?
There were about thousands. It said
2,500 at Patterson Park in the city.
2,500. 2,500. Okay, so in other words, 10% of the low estimate of the people that showed up in Butler to hear President Trump speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a way to think of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. Yep. Nick, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. All right, still to come, we'll take a look at the more on the L.A. riots. By the way, a programming note, tomorrow our special guest is the embattled Inspector General of Baltimore County, Kelly Madigan. Kelly's going to join us tomorrow in an 8 o'clock hour as we are going to discuss. Remember, they said she could reapply for her job.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so we'll talk with Kelly. And then on Thursday of this week, former Governor Ehrlich is going to join us. He's got a brand new book out.
Big week for us, man.
Yeah, big week for us. And we'll talk with the state highway folks on Wednesday about the Baltimore Beltway Project. They can now speak publicly about it. Our good buddy, Charlie Gistler, is going to join us Wednesday. So we've got a lot of ground to cover. But tomorrow's program, Kelly Madigan, 8 o'clock hour here on WCBM on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Whenever you say institutional racism keeps black people down, it is an insult to every great person of color who has lived in this country and changed history in ways never possible before the United States came. Who do you want? George Washington Carver, Louis Armstrong, Michael Jordan. I'm talking about scientists. I'm talking about doctors, Ben Carson. It's an insult to say the class of 2025 experienced anything like they did.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You're going to love this soundbite I have for you, Sean. Right after the
traffic. I'm just pouring over this guest list from Chuck Whitaker. My God, there's 200 names on this thing.
Yeah.
Dude, this must be every barter in his Rolodex.
It's every family member, quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trixie Latouche, I think, was his first cousin, if I recall correctly.
Excuse me? We didn't have people like that in our family.
Of course not.
Of course not. We never talked about them anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
We hanged three of them, but that's another story for another time.
So they were well hung. It's 8:53, traffic and weather, all the threes. Chuck
outer loop of the Beltway, the late accident just reported between Bel Air Road and Hartford Road. And I'm looking at the camera right here at Bel Air Road, and it's becoming very slow right through there. There was a report also a couple of vehicles may have been involved on the outer loop shoulder at Hartford Road. I'm not sure that started it, but now this is the new problem just west of Bel Air Road. So if you're coming over from 95 right now, right after the ramp to Bel Air Road, that's where that's beginning to slow. And that's the other construction area on that side of the Beltway, which is an ongoing process. Of course, a little bit of rain still around the area, just enough to keep the roadways wet. Some areas not getting any rain at all right now. A late backing on the Beltway, JFX. Watch your speed between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 weather authority forecast. It starts off misty and mild today, and then mostly cloudy showers on and off. High about 76. It's going to heat up a little bit later on this week. Highs near 90. Right now, 63. Light rain in the city. 64 in Pasadena. Kim Klasik live is coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine, thanks.
All right. Well, there's no shortage of news today, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed.
We've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, we're going to start with the story in Minnesota. I was actually trying to figure out what to start with this morning.
Right.
Is it Minnesota or the Middle East?
Yeah. Right.
I couldn't figure it out because they're just both such big stories. But we'll start in Minnesota, then we'll go to the Middle East. And then also, I do want to talk about this bombshell of an interview in the Baltimore Banner with Kathy Klausmeier. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
The Queen actually sat down for an interview.
She did. and we have Kelly Madigan on tomorrow here on the program.
Do you? Oh,
yes.
Nice. Yeah. I'm excited
so
about that.
Okay, she'll be able to respond to that.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. So she wanted Kelly Madigan. I just want to make sure I have this right. She wanted Kelly Madigan to grovel at her feet and say, please give me this job.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But my whole thing is, where did the story come from where she thought Kelly didn't want the job? I still can't understand where
she
this
claims
came
that
from.
She never asked for her job.
But
she's got, Kelly's got, and she'll talk about it tomorrow. She's got emails that she sent to Kathy Klausmeier asking for her to be reappointed. So
Klausmeier has Newsom disease.
No, this is very bizarre, but I'm glad that the Baltimore Banner, props to them for asking the question.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they would. They asked it. And then also we're going to talk about what happened at the Dodgers game just this weekend where you had the national anthem sung in Spanish. And this, of course, is after we made the official language English in this country.
This is what happens when you celebrate Cinco de Mayo. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it is.
You know?
Luckily, I don't celebrate anymore.
Well, it wasn't written in Spanish. It was written in the King's English.
Yeah.
So we should be singing it in the King's English. But, you know, this is what happens when you hire these folks with political agendas in sports.
Yeah. Right. Hopefully they don't fire her again, because I heard when the Dodgers asked her not to do it. So we'll see about that. And then also, last but not least, the question of the day. Should Trump still go after illegal immigrants on farms and in the hotel industry? Because, I mean, we all thought that's what he was going to do.
That's what he said he was going to do.
I'm surprised that he is kind of reneged on this. So that's the big question. I want to know what people think about
Stephen
that.
Stephen Miller's in witness protection right now if that's not the case. I don't know. And how about our governor? Our governor is going to the Detroit NAACP.
Oh, yeah.
You know who's there? You know who's on the panel?
Who's?
Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Oh, wow.
Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah. So he'll be there?
He will be there on the panel.
And then he'll say some crazy stuff, and then Wes Moore would say, what? I was sitting in the room. I was on the panel.
Right.
That doesn't mean I agreed with everything.
Right. I'm going to take immediate action to distance myself from him.
Next year. I always admired Obama for saying that he was in that congregation, but didn't hear a thing, because any guy who could sleep through that many sermons, I just kind of admire that.
Yeah.
I really do.
No, seriously. But he's obviously on the Obama fast track.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Indeed.
So we'll talk all about all those things and more.
We'll stay tuned. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasik live right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
You're going to love this piece of audio, man. This is at the No Kings rally. I'm not quite sure where this one was. A reporter from Breitbart News came up to one of the members of the No Kings group. And that member, she was holding a sign that said 8647. Here's how the convo went.
What convinced you to bring that sign here today?
Couple of things.
Well, I just thought it might be a little insensitive to be carrying that around after there's been a couple assassination attempts on Trump.
There haven't been real assassination attempts on Trump, or he would be dead.
No more violence! No more lies! Time for us to say goodbye!
No more violence! No more lies!
on cue. As if on cue. Oh, there really haven't been any. No, that really hasn't happened. No, that's not a real thing. He's never been. Nobody have tried to assassinate him. In what world do you live, lady?
250 years of the history of this country, and they still haven't changed the stupid chant.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They just plug in different words.
Ba 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 ba. Hey, listen, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Kelly Matt again tomorrow morning. We start at 6 right here on the Morning Drive. Till then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.